much more confidence in Andre than I have at any time since I've been here. I'm not still sure about that, but I think I'm going to play those guys, both of them, in the games.
It's shaping up to be a busy college football Saturday for some local teams as TCU opens with the Oklahoma Sooners this morning at 11 o'clock in Norman. The Frogs are a 26-point underdog. OU has won 18 straight home games. The Aggies are on the road against Clemson tonight at 7 as A&M tries to prove they should be a ranked team. Texas is at home against Louisiana Lafayette tonight at 6. You can see that on Fox Sports Net Southwest. The SMU Mustangs kick off the 2005 season with Baylor tonight at Ford Stadium. You can hear that one right here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket beginning at 6:30. And the Mean Green of North Texas were going to open their season with the LSU Tigers, but it was postponed this week because of damage and the relief effort for the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday mornings 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. You might be a ticket fan if you've told a former girlfriend, "I still miss you, baby, but my aim's getting better."
It is 9:51 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. T-Box out at Trophy Nissan today. We're done at 10. Ben and Skin take over till noon. Our sister stations, Cliff and the Bone, are out here. We have the world's biggest grill / smoker, the ultimate smoker and grill. Giving out free sausages, hamburgers. They got great deals going on cars. I haven't seen a sales staff this busy at a car dealership in quite a while. Everybody's on the phones, getting calls. You can get a Frontier or a Titan today. Make no payments till January.
Got a lot of inventory, too.
Yeah, but you know
what?
A
lot of things to buy.
And if trucks aren't your thing, the Ultimate might be the best value
going. How about the Maxima? You mentioned Maxima. What a great family car.
Maxima's a great car. Ultima might be one of the most popular. You got my midlife crisis mobile.
The 350?
Yes.
And I'll tell you the other one. Back about a year and a half ago, I started looking at minivans.
Yep.
I think the Quest may be the best minivan out there right now.
You're old.
I hate you. Although you are older than me. So.
Yes, I am. So come on out here today. A lot of great stuff going on. It's on Galloway in Mesquite, right off either I-30 or 635. Sales people are cranking, man.
Yeah.
I'm hopping.
Some cars to be sold. Some burgers to be eaten.
Yes, there
sausages
are.
To be
sausages,
eaten.
Everything.
Some ticket chicks to see.
Yep.
And
very lovely. And we have, I think, Stars tickets to give away. We have ticket T-shirts to give away. It's just a big hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha
out of here today.
It's a carnival.
It is a carnival. Next week we'll be at an Indian Creek Golf Course in Carrollton as they have their big grand opening for their Lakes Golf Course. And we'll be touting that because we played it this week. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Plus, I was hitting the ball pretty good. I love technology. He loves technology.
All right, so we spent 2 hours today talking about golf.
Right.
And not once mentioned the Solheim Cup.
Yeah.
So I see your interest.
You know what?
Okay, so
I don't even like President's Cup. Because President's Cup is in 2 weeks.
So you've got... That's true. So you've got... The Player of the Year is wrapped up on the PGA Tour, right?
Right.
Rookie of the Year is wrapped up.
Right.
Sean O'Hare. Comeback player. You got
to think about that.
You got Brad Faxon. You got Steve Elkington. You got...
Thinking about comeback.
Ben and Skin.
Yeah.
You got a lot
to think
of,
about that
you
one.
You got a lot of... And how about Player of the Year on the women? Is it already Annika's?
Yeah.
Or has Paula Creamer kind of crept in there?
Annika. Plus Creamer won once.
She won twice, I think.
I don't know.
But she wrapped up Rookie of the Year there, too.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Even.
You know what? One of the things that I never got really into this debate of who's the best golfer of the year. I didn't care last year if it was VJ or Tiger. It's a popularity contest. You know, the fellow pros vote.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just give me the money. Give me the titles. If I'm not Player of the Year for whatever reason, for some reason, maybe I rubbed some other player the wrong way. Whatever. All right, I want to thank everybody for being a part of this. Jaron and Sean Bass back at the station, thanks for doing an incredible job, as always. For Trophy Nissan having us out here today, among everybody else. This is might be one of the biggest shindigs ever for us. I mean, as far as just being involved with the
crept out of your car.
What happened? What are you talking to? We're on the air.
I know, I'm talking to Ben. He's got his headset on, I guess.
Why is he behind the screen?
I don't know. What's funny, he's just trying to stay away from us. He's hiding from us.
Ben, show yourself.
He's making fun of us.
Ben, show yourself. What are you guys doing? Hello, boys.
Hello.
There you are.
Yeah.
Keepers is hiding us back there.
Yeah.
That's funny.
As well it should be.
True.
So,
Hey, by the way, thanks for dressing up for a remote.
Yeah. No, you're welcome. I like to wear tuxedos on Saturday. It's just how I get down, and I'm fine with it.
You know, I went to that Earth, Wind, and Fire concert. Everybody around my age has a new uniform.
What is it?
Sandals.
Mm-hmm.
Cargo pants, cargo shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And either one of these type shirts or a Hawaiian print button-down.
See, now, I appreciate
everybody.
Now, this is a nice shirt. This is like a T-shirt, but it's very nice.
It's nice tee.
Yeah.
Like a silk tee.
Fair, I like that one, too. That's a more of the athletic golf one.
Right.
But you see the difference, right? He's high-rolling. Look at this. Sweet.
He's making so much money. You know, he's associate publisher of the magazine. He's got the T-Box gig. He's got the Sports Illustrated gig.
Man. The Sports Illustrated thing is awesome, man.
Thank you, sir.
And that's so great.
That's funny. It's fun to get emails from people around the world saying, you're an idiot. You know you've arrived. Somebody from Poland says, you're a moron. You know nothing.
Right.
So that's when you know you're like, all right. So no, that's fun stuff. Very good.
Is that the furthest you've got an email from, Poland?
Let's see. I have a little list. I keep all the emails from the farthest places. Greenland, Guam, China, Russia, Czechoslovakia, Germany, and I think a couple from Australia.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then everything else is, you know, around here. Stuff.
Did you guys get down with Hip Hop Paul today? He's out here. I know. Did y'all get any quality time?
You know what? This is Hip Hop Paul.
What?
I've never met him.
That's Hip Hop Paul right there, man.
Right there?
Yeah, he's rocking the XL1.
I've never met him, but every once in a while, I get up early to work out, so I hear the top 10. They'll replay it at 4:30 in the morning.
Genius.
And every once in a while, he'll get to do Big Dick's job of introing each one.
Right.
Takes a little liberty, kind of takes about 5 minutes in between each segment.
I love it.
Give his little rant.
He's got a very casual pacing.
I like him, though.
Are you kidding?
Okay, now hold on for a second.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Just kind of look around. Which one would you think would be Hip Hop Paul?
Anybody but him.
Really?
There's Eduardo, too, one of the best rebounders on the ticket.
Yeah.
He's
very good at cleaning the glass and trash basketball.
Hip-Hop Paul. No, you know, it's like anything else.
Hip,
everybody's probably surprised when they meet you in person, and they go, you look nothing like I thought you'd, you know, how you sound on the air.
You talking about Hip Hop Paul?
Anybody.
Oh, okay.
Anybody. That is the epitome of that statement.
Hey, Rick.
You didn't think he would look like that?
There's no way. I had no idea.
I like your Reeboks, dude.
I need to tell a quick story about
it. Check it out. Wade County. These are hot off the press.
Yeah.
The whole, you know, no one looking like you expect them to look.
Right.
Real quick story. Do you know those guys that used to be actors that we played basketball with every once in a while? One of them wore
Owen Wilson and Luke Wilson.
One of them wore a terry cloth robe all the time. This guy just had.
Oh, yes,
he
yes,
thought
yes.
He was the poor Hugh Hefner. He wore a terry cloth robe at his house at all times. It was the weirdest thing ever. But I put him on the phone with my buddy Kyle, who's come to play basketball with us. Kyle, probably need backstory there. We don't have time for it.
10:50, Kyle.
But anyways, Kyle's not good with directions. This guy is walking Kyle in, like, from the control tower to get to this house where we're about to go play basketball. They talk on the phone for, like, 45 minutes. And Kyle, they're just going at it with each other. Come on, you idiot. Turn left here. When Kyle gets to the house, the guy walks out in his terry cloth robe. Like they've just overcome some great obstacle, and it's like, oh my God, way to go, man, you found it. And Kyle, without skipping a beat, walks right by him and goes, you look just how I expected. Guys, how could you ever expect that?
That's genius.
It takes all kinds.
That's right.
What do you guys got today?
You're continuing the carnival of Trophy Nissan.
Yes,
all day long.
All now, Trophy all the time.
I'm going to sell me some Nissans today. I don't know if you guys know this, but Skin.
Hey.
Is the rapper on the Trophy Nissan rap.
Yes. No way.
Am I? Aren't you?
I don't think so.
Oh, maybe not.
Okay, no.
No, I'm not.
I'll tell you
take that back.
No, I don't know the Trophy Nissan rap.
Could you drop it? Trophy, trophy, trophy Nissan.
That's more of a chant.
Yeah.
But I am that guy. I didn't know you were talking about that.
The chant.
Yeah.
Are
you really?
What?
Really?
No.
I sold Nissan once.
Are we talking about that?
No.
Yeah, it was at another Nissan dealership that's nowhere near as good as this one.
What year?
89, 90?
Really?
Yeah. 91. 92.
Okay, I have a question.
92. Yeah.
So you were on the floor doing sales, right?
I was.
So how does, when there's this many salespeople on the floor, and they have a ton here today to help out all the big throng of people showing up.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys work out the pecking order of the walk-ins?
Well,
and phone-ins and whatever?
What my whole thing was, I just had to have a job to live in my dad's house, so I just sat in the AC. And but I think they just have a pecking order or something. If you've been there the longest, you intimidate the other salespeople and kind of flex
it
up.
Cherry pick?
Push them out of the way, kind of cherry pick the people that walk up that you want. No, there, I think there's an order that you go in.
I would next.
I would like to challenge the legitimacy of that pecking order by having an extremely hot rich person walk in here. Just a really hot rich chick walk in and just
well,
see.
Doesn't have to be rich, does she?
Well, the idea of a hot chick ready to buy a car, I think, is definitely.
We've got chicken chicks here. Would you like to buy a car today?
Or maybe two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hip hop? Now, what about hip hop? Hip hop wants to buy a car, wouldn't it?
I would also like to challenge the pecking order by hip hop Paul walking in and seeing guys scatter to not help hip hop Paul as he tries to.
So what's his background? Because I've heard the name, but I've never met in person.
He's from England.
And hip-hop.
Yeah. No, I don't know. He's
Oxford educated.
One of British rappers. He's one of the best breakdancers I've ever seen, I'll tell you that right
really?
Now.
Really? Is that right?
You're listening to continuing coverage of Hip-Hop Paul filming a radio program.
He's filming radio.
Hey, do you guys realize Hip Hop Paul has probably been up for like 36 straight hours?
Whoa, really?
Yeah, he ran the board last night for the Frisco Rough Riders. He had to work the overnight running the board at the station tonight, and now he's out there with you guys.
How long have you been
it's
awake
incredible.
Today? Or this
yeah, let's get, like, hey, do we have an extra
now? No? How long?
I don't want this to be gay.
36 hours?
About 36, 38 hours.
And you look bright and fresh. You look fresher than
anything. Well, I mean, his hair is bright and fresh.
Hey,
for sure.
On, give us a little beatbox.
You can't get that anywhere. But
how many redheaded rappers, you know, much less British ones?
Yeah.
Well, now that House of Pain's not around anymore, I don't know.
British redheaded rapper.
How far away are you from just tripping right now?
I mean, at some point, sleep deprivation kicks in and you start seeing things. You're all cranked up on Red Bull.
What do you drink, Craig? What's that stuff that concoction you drink?
No fear.
No fear.
No fear.
That's very godly of you.
Now, can you take X?
Yeah, I'm Xing right now.
Weird.
It's drugs.
Think I've ever been up longer than 36.
Man, when I was in college.
Even with Viagra. Huh?
When I was the first time I flunked out. We would just stay up for 2 or 3 days just to feel the effects of staying up for 2 days.
He'd be the one who'd need it, wouldn't it, Ben?
Elfenbein used to do the 24-hour marathon around Christmas time. And so running a board back then for 24 straight hours was iffy. I don't know how you do for 36, 48, but there has to become a point where you're just so numb it doesn't matter anymore, right?
Now, when Elfenbein would do
Jeremy
that
Moran.
Show, he would do it as a shout-out to Jesus, right? When he would do the show at Christmas time?
Sure. I mean, by the 20th hour, it didn't matter.
Right.
Just didn't matter. I just wanted to keep us on the air and not fall asleep.
What happened to the other bottle rocket?
Shapiro. He went, last time I checked, he's in Colorado.
Rehab?
Yeah. I don't know. But, they could throw down a deli on you.
They sure could.
Hey, I think she may be the prettiest ticket chick.
Nice.
Any thoughts?
Congratulations. Unless it's the other ticket chick.
You're not a ticket chick, are you, Eduardo?
All right. She's a big fan of the T-Box remotes. She's up on Saturday mornings a lot with us.
There's a Romanian gymnast doing a floor exercise in my pants right now. I don't know.
What is that? Does that look like?
Oh, I don't know.
What is that?
What happened? Who said that?
What is T-Box a euphemism for?
T-Box. Oh, I mean in street terms?
I don't know. I'm
the
sure
T-Box is the place where you tee off.
You hit your
right,
slide.
Exactly. So it's a euphemism for what?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right.
That's fine. No.
I didn't know because, you know.
But I appreciate you trying to.
Make it a double entendre.
Well, it could be the place where you hit your best shot, or
sure,
you're hoping for late night.
I want to revisit that Viagra comment that Rick brought up before. How long has you been up?
Hey,
with
you know
that?
What?
I'm going to try that one of these days.
What do you mean by being up with that?
I'd like to know if any other salespeople here at Trophy Nissan do this. When I was selling Nissans,
well, here we go.
I'd sit in the AC
back
all day. But as soon as it was lunchtime, I'd go get the keys to a, like a 300Z or something, and then I'd go pop it around, go drive it around. Can you still
go troll?
Can you do that? Can you just take any car you want, go grab? No, not anymore.
He's right. Saying no, but nodding yes. What do you mean by that? Why are you putting your finger in your mouth? Why are you tricking me right now?
All
right,
so what's the most cars you sold in a month?
I wasn't very good, I'll be honest with you.
One?
I was doing it during the summers. No, I think I sold 11 one month.
So once you got done with selling everybody?
Zero. Two. This guy sold two. He's not going to be here very
200?
Much.
200?
That was the worst.
2,100?
After you sold everybody in your immediate and extended family,
yeah.
How many did you sell?
I didn't sell very many, I'll be honest with you. But I did the first day I was there, I sold two cars with no training. This guy walked up.
Ignorance is bliss.
Well, this guy walked up. He was all scraggly. He had a beard.
A lot of cash.
He looked like...
nobody else wanted to talk to him.
Like Grizzly Adams. And this was, you know, you talk about who calls on who. And he walked into the dealership, and I saw everyone else scatter. And this guy looked kind of looked homeless.
Uh-huh. No offense, Skin. I'm taking
it. So I just went out there like an idiot, and I was like, you know, just because I wasn't judging him or whatever, I was like, hey, you know, can I help you? And I thought I'd get some practice. Well, he was a child psychologist for troubled teens, and so he had this look about him that he wanted them to be able to relate to. He's kind of hip or whatever.
Right.
He bought two Z's and paid cash for them that day, so yep. I was kind of a hero right off the bat. But then
that guy can sell cars to homeless people on his first day.
That's right.
With cash. They paid cash.
Cash.
Didn't even have to get a credit out.
Yeah.
I remember the first weekend when I was in the mortgage business, guy walks in, looked just like that guy sounded, and nobody wanted to talk to him. I said, whatever. I got nothing else to do. And sit down with him, brings out this pamphlet, this manila folder. He had 32 properties he wanted refinancing.
Wow.
So don't ever judge anybody.
Yeah. How much money did you make that day?
A lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you put
then I quit
slot?
Being homeless. See, he brought me out of the homeless state. And
that's how you became the man you are today.
That's the kind of client you hold on to, right? You want to?
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you look at him on the street, Skin.
Yeah.
Skin walking up. I mean, who gives Skin the time of day?
That's right.
Yeah.
Skin's a millionaire.
What's going on?
People don't know that.
You know, there comes a point when I was doing these mortgages, I was living in La Jolla. Okay, but there were different stratas. So they had the guys in La Jolla, which is the Hoi Polloi area of San Diego, and they were dressed to the nines. You know, they were dressed in the suits and everything. They had to have the right cars and all that. Then you have an area called Rancho Santa Fe, which is where Mickelson lives and all these other guys. And those guys dress like crap because they don't have to impress anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They're that much richer, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like Mark Cuban. When's the last time you saw him with something decent?
It's funny. I just, I recently given up on reading, but I'm now getting books on CD. It's very sad.
Huh.
But I just got the...
You're now into listening.
Yeah, listening. Or having someone read to me. And I just got The Millionaire Next Door. You guys familiar with this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good book.
And it's funny
CD.
Because they, you know, it just talks about how you can accumulate wealth over your life by being smart and not doing stupid things like I do.
Yeah.
And every situation they have a good, like they took these two surgeons and they have a good one and a bad one and they explain the differences these guys that make the same amount of money.
One kills their patients and
you know, how much one saves and another, it was terrible because I'm the bad example every time. And so what you're saying makes sense to me that
your entire net worth is in your wheels, I think.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, Craig and I have this argument all the time. Where do you want to be fiscally responsible?
Don't you think, Skip?
Yeah, I agree.
And save some money versus saying, you know what?
It's real.
I work hard for whatever I do. I want to be able to reward myself a little bit. But where does it get to that point where you're being totally irresponsible?
When you have a kid.
I want to be irresponsible.
You cut it off right after a high-priced mistress. You can't go beyond that. Anything beyond that.
Well,
really,
but you pay for her apartment and her gym.
Need the hush
for gym membership.
Right?
But then how much further do you go after that?
Oh,
by the way,
you just keep one.
Just since we're a stream of consciousness
or unconsciousness.
Speaking of gym, have you guys seen Lifetime? Have you been to those?
I've been
gyms?
There for
Lifetime
a year.
Now?
Oh, I love it.
God, that place is incredible.
Which one do you go to?
I don't go, clearly. I wouldn't go.
He can't afford
it. Sounds like a Channel 11
no.
added value.
No. No, I went in once, and I went there. My brother's a member there, and a couple buddies of
mine.
Did
you have lunch there?
There's great.
There's
granite everywhere.
Let me
it's
say,
pimped out. It's huge.
I go to the one in Colleyville. That place is the best. I mean, you can go there 24 hours, which is nice. They have great locker rooms. They have every machine you'd ever want to shake a stick at.
Robots?
Do they have robots?
It's the Bellagio of fitness centers or whatever.
Tell the story about the games our buddy plays.
Yeah, my buddy, the same guy, Kyle, I was talking about the basketball.
With the robes?
Yeah. It's the other guy in the robe.
You know, I don't actually have a single friend who wears a robe.
Neither do I.
Not in Texas.
Well, how would you know? Unless you're, you know, I mean.
Good question. That's a great follow-up.
Yeah. He sleeps with other people's homes.
That's right. But, you know, it would be awkward if you said, hey, all my friends sleep naked. Because how would you know?
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know.
But Kyle plays basketball up at Lifetime, and he's been playing with Deion, Sanders, Michael Irvin, Mark Aguirre, all these guys up there. And it's incredible. Those guys are members there, but it's also for the common man. It sounds like a commercial, I know.
No, it does. I know. But here's
that place is ridiculous.
It's sweet. It's always clean. Everything looks good. The basketball courts are great. But I like it because you just don't get bored.
Yeah.
And, you know, the moms that come in, just adds to the, you know.
Are you saying MILF-tastic?
Grand MILF? I will never say that.
But you know what? Wait, I actually did do one athletic thing up there. We played wiffle ball on the tennis courts.
Yes.
On a Saturday night.
At Lifetime?
Yeah. I asked my brother, I go, aren't we going to look like dorks carrying this wiffle ball stuff into the... You know, on a Saturday night in the club, he goes, dude, let's call a spade a spade.
Have you looked at the pool?
It's wiffle ball.
Yeah.
Give it.
Yeah, they've got the water slides.
Talking about Bellagio.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's good. So
when are you joining? When are you joining?
Well, it's not close enough to my house.
He just had nine spots paid for.
I'm a runner. I like to run.
Sports Radio 1310 the ticket.
Are you from the school that you try and park closest to the gym door opening?
I do. I always want to park close to where I'm going and leave the car. Like, my car's running right now with the AC on.
Well, that's good because this is a good time for that with, I think, what's going on in the world.
Right.
So by the way, I just got a text message from Kat. He just wanted everybody to know he said, what's up?
$70.
What's up? It's 10-11.
That's right.
On the ticket.
On the ticket.
It's time to grab your shafts and balls.
The biggest ideas to come out of Dallas are the Calatrava Bridges, beautiful arcs of light that will reach impossibly high.
School of the Performing and Visual Arts. You know, it's been the training ground for three multiple Grammy award-winning
artists have made the entrance to Deep Ellum a wave of graffiti, a colorful icon that lures thousands of upscale shoppers a year to Neiman Market, the fashion center
court where Dallas has shown some real depth this year thanks to the solid
marble that sculptor Jesus Morales carves into a
thick and juicy five-star steak at the largest five-day auto show in the nation with over 700 vehicles on display.
The grandeur, grace, and design. So that these new bridges will really show how big we think in
Dallas. A city built on big ideas that makes a big impression. On those who come to see our swagger, on those dreaming up the next big thing. Let our nightlife draw the big idea out of you. With hundreds of live music acts and more restaurants per capita than New York, there's always another way to live large and think big. Log on to visitdallas.com for details.
Hey, it's Fitz, along with me, the CEO of RepairMyCreditNow.com, Doug Parker. Not only is he the CEO, he's also a personal friend. And Doug, I could ask people, are they sick of being in debt? Because if they're sick of being in debt, they need to call you at 1-888-4-MY-REPAIR. Now, everybody listening right now, I got to ask you a question. Are you sick of having bad credit? If you are, you need to log on to this website, www.RepairMyCreditNow.com. Doug, why do people need to log on right now?
Because their credit is their future.
Now, what do you mean by that, Doug?
Well, without having good credit, it's tough to do just about anything. It's hard to get a job. It's hard to get approved for a new automobile. It's hard to get into a home. That's the American dream.
So basically, whenever people call you at 1-888-4-MY-REPAIR, they can basically get their credit repaired just like that.
Absolutely.
All they have to do is make the call?
That's correct, Jess. What you've got to do is get your credit scores up high enough to qualify for a new one.
What about people that are embarrassed to call you up and say, Doug, I got bad credit. I can't do this?
Don't be embarrassed with bad credit. Put that behind you. Give us a call right now. It's 888-4-MY-REPAIR.
www.repairmycreditnow.com. Your credit is your future. Call repairmycreditnow.com.
You pay what we pay. Reliable Chevrolet in Richardson still has hundreds of new Chevrolets in stock. Selection is still strong, but going fast due to the GM employee pricing, which ends September 6th. With hundreds of Chevys still tagged with the employee price, you can be sure to find that new car or truck and pay what we pay, and not a cent more. Right now at Reliable Chevrolet, you can buy a 2005 Silverado regular cab for only $11,991. Only $11,991. Need a second vehicle or a vehicle with incredible gas mileage? How about a 2005 Aveo for only $79? Here's a car that gets 35 miles to the gallon for only $79.48. You can find great deals like these at Reliable Chevrolet in Richardson at 75 in Arapahoe. Take a pen and paper and write this number down to learn more about all the great deals going on now through September 6th. 1-800-730-4019. 1-800-730-4019. 1-800-730-4019. Write it down and call Reliable Chevrolet today. And don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. No games, no gimmicks. Only real deals.
Worrying when your child was a little bit late. The inability to order dinner on your way home. Finding people in crowded places was almost an impossibility. Life, BCP, before cell phones. Fortunately, that's in the past. And while we do have to deal with the occasional phone ringing in a movie, the benefits are well worth the sacrifices. Enter 5 Points Wireless, an authorized Verizon and Sprint dealer. They have a plan that will meet your needs. Get a free phone and an earpiece or a leather case with new activation. Flip phones start at only $19.99 and camera phones start at only $49.99. At 5 Points Wireless, credit problems aren't problems at all. They have a solution for you. And no one is better than 5 Points Wireless for service during and after the sale. Call 866-552-9334 for the location nearest you. 866-552-9334. Stop living with the hassle. BCB. 5 Points Wireless. In Seagullville, Forney, Caddo Mills, and coming soon to Wyoming and Dallas.
Are you one of thousands of homeowners who have not refinanced your home mortgage because you don't think you have enough money or your credit is less than perfect? Then call Miracle Mortgage at Metro, 972-445-LOAN. They not only can refinance your mortgage with no out-of-pocket costs, they can do a home equity for you and pay off all your credit card debt, saving you hundreds of dollars every month. Act today and skip up to two mortgage payments. That's right, skip two mortgage payments. Call 972-445-LOAN. Skip two mortgage payments and pay off credit card debt, regardless of your credit situation. Rates starting at 4.75. Call Miracle Mortgage right now, 972-445-LOAN. Or to complete an application now, maximize your browser and click on the Miracle logo on MiracleLoan.com.
Miracle Mortgage. It's a miracle.
Interest rate based on a three-year ARM, APR 5.277, Texas License 153-15770, North Dallas Parkway.
Your family, your friends, and we work harder because we're their underdog, and I want them to remember that.
See, that's the number one thing. If I buy a car, I need a contact in on the inside that can deal with anything I have come up because the car is a major investment. KJ can be that guy for you. If at Lone Star, Pontiac, Buick, and GMC of McKinney, head up 75 North. It's exit 39 El Dorado Parkway. Log on to their website. That's Lone Star Autos, Lone Star Autos with an S.com, or give them a call at 866-8-LONE-STAR. And KJ, you don't mind if they ask for you personally, do you?
That's right. I don't mind. Support the underdog. Buy American, folks.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
The Dallas Cowboys have a week and a day before they open with the Chargers next Sunday. Ticker brought to you by DiamondDoctor.com. Bill Parcells spoke to the media yesterday, and he knows week one will be tough against Marty Schottenheimer and the Bolts.
I think fundamentally his teams are pretty good, and they have, you know, a one really outstanding player in LaDainian Tomlinson and one of the premier players in the league. So
Bill Parcells will make his final cuts for the Cowboys today at Valley Ranch. Keep it on the ticket all day to find out who made it and who's heading home. The SMU Mustangs open their 2005 campaign tonight at Ford Stadium in Dallas as they take on the Baylor Bears. The Ponies have only won three games last season, but head coach Phil Bennett is looking at the positives in 05.
Number one, maturity comes to mind. Number two, I think we're on more athletic on both sides of the ball than we've been in the previous 3 years I've been here, and we've got two senior quarterbacks.
You can hear the Ponies and the Baylor Bears tonight right here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. It kicks off at 7, but the broadcast gets underway at 6:30. And in golf at the Deutsche Bank Open, second round play is underway this morning, and there is a cluster atop the leaderboard as Harrison Frazier, Jonathan Berg, Carl Patterson, John Breehal, Brett Wetterwich, and Jason Gore are all tied at 6-under with Tiger Woods atop the leaderboard. Six other golfers are one shot back at 5-under par. Tigers set to tee off at 11:50 this morning. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin, Saturday mornings 10 to noon right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
Here, watch this. It's called a gay porno film.
If you're the one backstage that didn't flush, Dang right. Shame on you.
I didn't do it. Don't say shame on me. I didn't do anything.
The following gay porno film has not been altered in any way for television viewing. In fact, if anything, it's been made more gay.
I'm just saying, I've never known you to be all that athletic, and all of a sudden you
never... Wait, you've never known me to be all that athletic? What, I mean, does this sound weird?
Warning. Please disregard the previous warning. The following gay porno film has been re-altered to make it even more gay than it was. In fact, now it may be too gay for some gay people.
What is its effects?
It slows down your reaction. Really slows down and doesn't stop functioning, but it slows down the learning curve.
And is there any negative effects?
Warning. The following film has been re-edited for television. It is no longer gay porno.
What you want to think about is pleasant things.
My wife is dead. She died in a him. It's no problem. I have a new wife.
Do you speak for everyone? Speak for myself. Mm-hmm. Well, you've made your views known. Let somebody else do some of the talking now.
Talk. 10:21 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Thank you, Jerron. This is Ben and Skin. Subbing in for the rant today, as we usually do on the last calendar Saturday of each month, but it's been an interesting scheduling situation of late, and we are not complaining. We're very happy to be here, and here is out at Trophy Nissan in Mesquite.
Yes!
And that voice right there that you just heard was Skin.
Hey, Ben, what's
up? Hey, Skin. It's good to see you sitting there right next to me.
Hey, we have an appearance coming up. This really wasn't how the show was supposed to start, but it's nice. I haven't done an appearance with you in a while, so it's going to be good to get out. Well, I can't remember where it is.
It's right here at Trophy Nissan.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Very glad to be here.
It's in Mesquite. For those of you that are aware of Mesquite, it is right off of LBJ. I believe it's the Galloway Oats exit, and it's just kind of on the corner. Is this the northeast corner of LBJ and Galloway?
You know what? When you get out here, the way to find it is to look for the massive Texas flag. There's one of the biggest Texas flags flying over this dealership.
I usually pull over and salute it.
Texas. So just look for the giant Texas flag when you head out towards, what's the small right here?
That's Town East Mall. Hummingbird.
Town East Mall.
You know what else you can look for is the world's largest smoker. The Ultimate Grill is out there. It's the Ultimate Smoker and Grill. And when I pulled up, I was like, wait, I must have...
There's a large gay man.
Do you see how giant it is out there?
Wow.
That's this food we have sitting in front of us. That's where it came from.
Wow.
And we've got free grub until noon.
Dude,
but
it's an 18-wheeler that's all a smoker.
And it's just cranking out fine beef and pork, Ben. That's all it's here to do is just crank it out. And if that's not enough, we have got all kinds of amazing deals on trophy Nissans. I'm going to buy me a Nissan.
Trophy Nissan.
That's right. You know, Trophy is America's top Nissan dealership. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No.
Make no payments and pay no interest till 2006 on every new Trophy Nissan Titan or Frontier on the lot, Ben Rogers, and that is no joke. So come out here, get some free food, get some free ticket chicks, get a look at Hip Hop Paul, but most of all, Get you a trophy Nissan, dude.
Yeah, shout out to Dan Yana if he had anything to do with us being here. We're enjoying it, and we've got an action-packed presentation for you and yours and yours.
It's Labor Day weekend. Were you aware?
No.
Yes, that's what this big sale is all about. That means I don't have to go to work on Monday.
Man, it is going to be so... It's going to test our skill set today to downshift in and out of serious topics.
It's been a very trying week, has it not?
It really has, and we are actually hoping that we're going to be able to get in touch with some people that are in New Orleans right now reporting. So
we're going to try and tap into your endless media connections.
Yeah, so we may be talking to some of the reporters from CBS 11 who are there now. I spoke with a couple of them last night and really don't know which ones to tease because we don't know who we're going to be able to get in touch with.
Let's just kind of have like a floating show. You know, we got some Cowboys stuff we have to get into. I think, you know, we both want to talk about Mike Finley going to San Antonio, but we also very much want to talk about what's happened in New Orleans, Mississippi, and Bama. And so coming up next, we will either have a reporter from New Orleans or we will get into something Cowboy related. But whatever the case is, come out and see us at Trophy Nissan. We'll be here till noon, all next on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Elfmeyer Show, we get to talk college football. Games are happening. And finally, the NFL Sock Tour predictions are here. We talk who's going to the playoffs, who's going to the Super Bowl, and what are the Cowboys going to do all Sunday morning, 8 to 11 on the Mark.
September 24th, the Texas Tradition returns. Chevy Silverado presents
Free for All.
Financial trouble and considering bankruptcy, time is of the essence. Don't wait until your good credit is destroyed by not being able to pay your bills. Call Reuben and Associates right now, 1-800-THE-DOG. Federal law may allow them to step in, stop the bill collectors, and constant harassment. Here's the deal. You have specific rights. Most people don't know what they are. Unfortunately, your creditors do. But most importantly, the law firm of Reuben and Associates does. The call and first consultation are free. Are you drowning in unexpected medical bills? It's not your fault. They can help. Save your house, your cars, your life. Then deal with your creditors head on. Don't wreck your credit. Call now to see what your rights are. Bankruptcy, car wrecks, divorce. Call 1-800-THE-DOGS. Legal representation with a bite.
That's 1-800-THE-DOGS. Yeah, don't get bit by the dog, player. Huh? If you find yourself in a car wreck, dial 1-800-THE-DOGS because you got your rights.
Been in a car wreck lately? Who's on your side?
Hi, I got in a car wreck and they told me your insurance company would give me another car to drive.
It's not my car. You deal with it.
Okay, well, my back is killing me. Can you at least help me get to the doctor?
Not my problem. It's medical school. Sorry.
I'm missing work. You're going to pay for my lost wages too, right?
Oh, sure we are. We'll get that right out.
Tired of the insurance company runaround? Call 1-800-THE-DOG.
I'm attorney Mark Frankel. For over a decade, we've helped people get what they deserve. Call 1-800-THE-DOGS now.
Call 1-800-THE-DOGS. The call and consultation are free. 1-800-THE-DOGS. Legal representation with a bite.
That's 1-800-THE-DOGS. Yeah, don't get bit by a dog, player.
Bristol office, Dallas, Texas.
Hey, let me out. Come on, let me out of this computer. Hey, this is Rodney Anderson, and I have some very important information regarding a huge incentive program from Syntex Homes, City Homes, and Fox and Jacobs. This is big, really big, and it's never been offered before. Okay, here it goes. If you call me today at 1-800-EXPRESS or go to my website, RodneyAnderson.com, you'll find a special offer worth over $5,000 in special incentives available only here in DFW and only for me. So come on, it will only take a minute. Go to RodneyAnderson.com, click on the Syntex Family Certificate for new home buyers, and find out how you can qualify for up to $5,000 in special incentives. So check it out right now at RodneyAnderson.com or call me at 1-800-EXPRESS and ask about the Syntex Family Certificate and let me help you get into the home of your dreams. 1-800-EXPRESS or visit RodneyAnderson.com. Help me make this work and maybe they'll let me out of here.
XS negotiates with creditors to...
Here's a sad statistic. Currently, several North Texas counties lead the nation in home foreclosures. There are many factors that contribute. Divorce, financial setbacks, lost jobs. When this happens, it's easy to fall behind on your mortgage payments. So now you may be faced with a choice. Bankruptcy is one and oftentimes not the best course of action. Your other choice may be to sell your home. But to avoid foreclosure, you've got to sell it quick. If this sounds like your situation, there's help. And it's as easy as a point and click away. StopDFWForeclosureNow.com. Just click the link below and you could be on the road to credit recovery. Foreclosures tend to ruin your credit for quite some time. Avoid that pitfall right now at StopDFWForeclosureNow.com. They're as serious about buying your home as you are to sell it. If you're facing foreclosure, you can't afford to lose time or money. They can explain the entire process to you right now. Call toll-free 1-866-362-9364 or simply log on now. StopDFWForeclosureNow.com.
No, CarMax, the way car buying should be.
If you're looking for a high-quality used car but don't want to spend a lot of money, come to CarMax. We have lots of cars priced at less than $10,000 at the CarMax nearest you. Plus, we have thousands of cars in our nationwide inventory for less than $10,000 available for transfer. And at CarMax, there's no haggling, so you get that great price without all the hassles. Now's the time to get a great car for under $10,000 by shopping at CarMax. So come in today. These values won't last long. Open Labor Day 10 to 9. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The 17th Annual Countdown Classic Bicycle Ride is Saturday, September 24th. The Kiwanis Club of Fort Worth Southwest Inc. Foundation will donate the proceeds to nonprofit, community organizations, and Kiwanis youth groups. A message from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
When we say sports, you say now.
The TCU Horned Frogs and Oklahoma Sooners get underway early this morning in Norman. Ticket brought to you by Man's Best Friend and the Dallas Morning News. The Frogs are 26-point underdogs heading into today's game, but Sooners coach Bob Stoops has respect for Gary Patterson and the Frogs.
He's done a great job. Their teams are always tough, competitive, been successful. So anyway, we're going into the game excited, ready to play, feel good about the way our team is prepared.
Kickoff is set at 11 o'clock. That's about half an hour away. You can see that game on ABC Channel 8. The Texas Rangers have won four straight, thanks in part to catcher Rod Barajas, who has hit five homers in the past three games. Tonight, the Rangers can take the series against Kansas City as Juan Dominguez makes the start against the Royals' DJ Carrasco. First pitch is set for 6:10. You can see that game on KDFI Channel 27. And in NBA news, the Los Angeles Lakers have welcomed back a former great as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has been hired as a special assistant coach. The 58-year-old legend will be on the bench this season for L.A. Ticket Ticker is service of Barbecues Galore. Celebrate the Barbecues Galore 25th anniversary sale with a $50 off discount of Weber Genesis Gold B Grills and Platinum C Grills. Nobody has more Webers than Barbecues Galore. Call 1-800-GRILL-UP. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin Saturdays 10 to noon right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Skip class and take the Frank's Red Hot Challenge during the P1 Pledge Party next Wednesday at UTA with a hard line. Get a t-shirt and a chance to win a $100 gift basket from Frank's and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
10:33 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You're listening to Ben and Skin. We are at Trophy Nissan, and we invite you to come join us out here today. We are in Mesquite. And I got to say, Skin, this is the best remote we've ever been to.
It's incredible, and I'm basing it, I mean, it's going to get better, but I would just base it on that burger I just had alone.
That burger is incredible.
Wait, the one I had?
The two I had.
Oh, okay.
They're not a regular barbecue bun. I mean, it's incredible, and they're free.
There's
an 18-wheeler making barbecue out here. Come out, enjoy yourself, have some free food, if nothing else, but there's also great deals on Nissans. By the way, the Hardline is going to be at Sneaky Pete's on Monday from 3 to 7. They've got a new sports bar out there. They're going to donate 10% of their sales to Hurricane Katrina victims. Come out for the grand opening of Sneaky Pete's Sports Bar. There's like 40 TVs there.
Labor Day with the Hardline, dude.
Free wireless to track your fantasy league. We're actually having our fantasy draft out there. They're encouraging that. If you're looking for a place to have your fantasy league draft, go out to Sneaky Pete's on Lake Louisville. It's the place to be. Now, we've already warned you we're going to be downshifting back and forth with subject matter today. Obviously, there's a tragedy going on in our country right now, and one of the things I like about the ticket skin is, I'm driving to work in the morning, I'm not listening to some serious news station. I'm listening to the people I know and listen to about everything else talk about the way that they're deciphering what's going on. So,
right.
I think I'm hardly an expert so it's really just our opinions on what's going on. But it's really an honor when we can get people from the front lines.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we've got because of you work at KTVT, a couple of contacts that are there that we're going to be trying to get a hold of throughout the show. And obviously, because of the way communication is, it's somewhat of a tenuous deal there, having any kind of set times. But we do believe that we'll have some folks on sometime in this segment. But why don't we kind of just get right into what's going on? And and one of the things that's sad is obviously the majority of the focus is on New Orleans because it was hit the hardest and because of the absolute chaos that's erupted in the city. But, I find myself suddenly thinking about, man, I bet the people in Biloxi and to a lesser extent Alabama, I mean, I bet they feel completely forgotten because so much of the emphasis is on New Orleans. I'm not saying that, that's not right or whatever, but golly, that's just an entire region that's just really been devastated, not just, one little city. Now, talking about New Orleans, there is starting to be a little bit of relief that's making it, and it's obviously still not near enough, and there's questions that are going to dog FEMA and dog Bush about the response. And the thing that's tough about it is to try and make a situation like this, to try and do your best to depoliticize it. And I know because of the nature of the way media is in the country right now, I'll flip back and forth from CNN to Fox, and even just the tone of the way the broadcast is going is so drastically different. And like, for example, everyone knows CNN is probably a more liberal spin, Fox is a more conservative spin, but like I was watching Aaron Brown the other night, and he didn't even really know how to talk because he wanted to try so hard not to report on the tragedy in a politicized way. But that's one of the things, because the images you see is of so much suffering of people below the poverty line in the lower class, it's hard not to talk about this disaster without it having political implications in the way that organizations came together and reacted in getting help to the situation.
Yeah, I got to say, man, when I started hearing about the storm coming and so forth, I was like, all right, this is going to happen. It's going to blow over. We'll get in there. We'll fix everything. But it just hadn't happened.
No.
And we're honored right now to be joined by Dr. Mona Khanna from CBS 11. She is a doctor, and she is in New Orleans. Dr. Mona, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, tell us a bit about where you are right now and what you've been doing now for the past 72-plus hours.
I'm talking to you from the New Orleans International Airport. It's the Louis Armstrong Airport, the main airport here in this area. We were deployed from North Texas on Monday morning. I serve on the team of the Texas Board Local Disaster Medical Assistance Team. We've been all over the country. We respond to hurricanes and earthquakes and everything. So we were asked to be on standby on Saturday, deployed Monday morning, went to Houston, ended up at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge for a few hours. Finally, our end point was at the airport. And our mission is basically to take care of patients. But, in these kind of circumstances, you do everything you can. You take care of patients. You transport people if you have to. You bring food, water, and supplies. And I have to tell you, the Texas 4 disaster team was one of three teams that were here immediately when the patients arrived. and we pretty much held up the fort for the first 72 hours. Relief is finally starting to come in with other teams across the nation and more medical supplies and other equipment, but boy, it was really rough. We were pretty much operating on little or no sleep for 48 to 72 hours.
Dr. Mona, tell us a little bit about the situation at the airport. I know it's being set up as a hospital. Is the idea to keep patients there and get medical help to them, or is the ultimate idea to try and get them to other cities where they can be in a proper hospital?
Well, there's a couple of things. This is actually being used as a transit area. In other words, they're bringing in people who they find wandering along highways in New Orleans or in the city. They're just evacuating the whole city. They're bringing them here or to the Superdome as a temporary holding area. Then they're using the airport as a point for transporting patients to other parts of the country. And it's not just Texas, because I know you're hearing a lot about what's going on in bringing patients to Dallas and Houston and other areas of Texas, including San Antonio. It's all over the country. They're taking people to Chicago, to Denver, and to other parts of the country that we did not even think we would need to do at one point. And even though many of the people need medical care who are being transported, not all of them do. So just, you know, your regular citizens of New Orleans who are living there and doing their own thing cannot stay there anymore whether or not they need medical care. They're also coming here, and they're sitting here waiting to be transported to some of these other cities.
Now, Dr. Mona, you've been to several tragedies. You always respond when something like this, similar to this, happens. Obviously, the last huge tsunami, you were there. How does this situation compare?
Well, you know, Ben, I have been to put it into perspective, I've been to the medical clinics at Ground Zero, where I worked for about 2 weeks. I have been to the Alaskan Airlines crash, treating first responders for several days. And as you said, I've been over to Southeast Asia in both Banda Aceh and Sri Lanka, treating patients and survivors of the horrible tsunami over there. But I have to say, believe it or not, by far, this is the worst disaster I have ever worked at. It seems like our mission is endless. It's almost like there is no light at the end of the tunnel. As soon as we treat a couple of patients and we get them on some kind of transportation, whether it's a C-141 or a C-130 military jet to go out to somewhere else, we turn around and we see hundreds of more patients being offloaded from buses and helicopters. And it just seems like, I said, like the mission is endless. And there is nowhere to put these people. I mean, for the first day that I was treating patients, I couldn't give them a bottle of water. We didn't have the supplies. Luckily, that's been alleviated now. We even have food for patients. Can you imagine being a nursing home resident and you're incontinent? You're on a stretcher. You can't move. You can't talk. You might have a feeding tube. You can't communicate with anyone. You don't know where you are. You're lying on an airport floor for 2 days with nothing to eat or drink, and we didn't have our capabilities to feed people through their feeding tubes. This is horrible. I mean, the conditions these people are in, and those are just the people who need medical care. The people who don't need medical care, like the disaster workers, they're sleeping on the baggage claim conveyor belt behind the ticket counters. I think I've spent, I can't even remember now, I've lost all track of time, I think today's Saturday. I think I've spent 4 or 5 nights here, and I slept on the Continental Airlines ticket counter floor. I've slept on the back of a refrigeration truck. I have slept on a conveyor belt in baggage claim, and I have slept on a bus one night in upright position. And I use the term slept very loosely because you don't get sleep in any of those places. The conditions are just deplorable.
We are talking to Dr. Mona Cano, Kate from KTBT. She is in New Orleans. She is at the airport, which has been set up as a makeshift hospital and also as a point to help the refugees get out of New Orleans and get to other places. We hear so much about, because of the conditions being so bad and so unhealthy, the outbreak of diseases and things of that nature. Is that something that's imminent? Is that something that you guys have any chance of controlling? When do you think we might start to see the effects of something like that, or are you guys already seeing that?
Well, Sam, luckily we have not had any major outbreaks of infectious illnesses. And, you know, you're talking about something like diphtheria. You're talking about something like meningitis, for example. Those would be two very, very deadly transmissible diseases that could easily turn into multiple fatalities. Luckily, we have not seen any of that. But in closed quarters where you're in confined spaces and you have lots and lots of people, especially people that are sick, there's always that possibility. And that's why it's so important for us to move these people out. We bring them in. The ones that need medical care, we'll stabilize them. We'll attend to what we can do. And we can't do a lot. This is a makeshift field hospital. We brought a medical cache with us from North Texas, and we've got a limited number of supplies. I mean, we were down to half a tank of oxygen for our patients who needed oxygen. We didn't have ventilator support. I don't think we still have a ventilator. So patients who are intubated, and that means they put a long airway tube down your airway to help you breathe, and they're being given oxygen in through Ambu bags, which are those plastic bags that you've probably seen on all those medical shows, including ER on TV, where people squeeze them to give them oxygen into their lungs. We're having people do that, and that's very labor-intensive because we don't have a ventilator. So I'm not sure when relief will be here, but the main problem is we are not getting people out faster than they come in, and that should be the goal.
Dr. Mona, we're hearing reports in the news. Obviously, it's nothing like being there, and we hear reports that people that are trying to come to the aid of some of the victims down there are actually under fire and things like that, and we've heard about rapes and killings, and have you been in danger, and what are you hearing about those types of things?
You know, this is a huge concern. One of the disaster teams who was working the Superdome area and trying to treat those people for their medical conditions had to pull out because the conditions got so bad and they lost their security. So they left all their gear there, which is almost unthinkable when you're a disaster team, because we have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of medical supplies and equipment. For them to abandon their gear, jump into a bus, and, you know, drive as fast as they can, leaving patients with medical needs behind is absurd. It's unthinkable. We just don't do that. That's how bad those conditions were. Now, here at the airport, though, we feel fairly comfortable where we're at. There are a lot of armed guards around. There's state police. There's Department of Homeland Security officers. There's local police officers. There's the National Guard, U.S. Army. I mean, there are a lot of people here with who are armed. So we feel fairly comfortable that we're pretty secure. So what you've heard are incidents that have to happen at the Superdome. We have not heard of any incidents here at the airport, but we are operating on a buddy system. You don't go anywhere without at least one other person, women particularly. Make sure you tell your supervisor where you're going at all times. We're not allowed to freelance. That basically means go out on our own. So by sticking together, we're making sure that we're all okay and taking care of each other.
Dr. Mona, another thing is some of the news reports we've seen. Do you have any kind of a feel yet for whether or not the hospitals have been close to completely evacuated, or is that still just a pretty awful situation?
You know, this is kind of funny, Stan. I just know what's happening here, and I can tell you everything that's happening here because I'm at ground zero here, but I don't know what's happening half an hour away. We have no newspapers. I don't listen to the radio because I'm busy out, you know, I'm out there treating patients, so I couldn't really tell you. But what I can tell you from our perspective here is when we have to evacuate a patient, and we had to do that just an hour and a half ago because we delivered a baby here, a pretty young mother who delivered her fourth child, and she needed to get to a hospital as soon as possible for aftercare along with the baby. Luckily, the baby was okay. It was a full-term baby. We were able to get her to a women's hospital in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But those hospitals, those healthcare facilities are overloaded, too. We try not to use them unless we absolutely have to. What we do, our intention is to stabilize the patients medically and get them on a plane and get them out of this area and go, you know, further away where they then are sent to a nursing home or a hospital or another health facility that can take care of them if they don't have an immediate life-threatening medical needs or if they're not post-delivery like this woman was an hour and a half ago.
We're talking to Dr. Mona Khanna. She is at the airport in New Orleans, which has been turned into a makeshift hospital where they are treating as many patients as they can, and sounds like the line of patients just continues to get longer and longer. And Dr. Mona, in closing, you know, it's a different thing when you're sitting in the comfort of your living room watching all this unfold on television, at the risk of asking a really generic, stupid question. What, you know, since you're there and you're the eyes, you're seeing this firsthand, what message would you relay back to the Metroplex for people that are just wondering what exactly is going on there?
Well, I have a couple of questions personally. What I see here really are government workers, and I'm not sure if there's a glitch in transporting them here, but I'm a little disappointed that I don't see the American Red Cross here or the Salvation Army. You know, when I worked the medical screenings for the Kosovo refugees back in 1998, the American Red Cross had their trucks out, and they were giving out snacks, and they had, you know, games and coloring books and toys for the kids, and so that's one way that they were occupying their time, because they were just in kind of a holding camp like they are here. And the Salvation Army was providing hot meals to people, and they would just line up and get, you know, again, snacks or drinks or whatever. I don't see that support here, and I'm not sure if maybe the government isn't letting them into the airport for a security reason or anything. I just see the government workers, including myself and disaster workers, all fall under FEMA. We're doing all of the work, and it sure would help if those other organizations were here, because I know that those are the organizations that people donate to when they donate money. They donate to the American Red Cross, or they donate to the Salvation Army, or other faith-based organizations, but I just haven't seen them here, and I'm wondering why not. And I'm sure there's a great reason for it, but I just haven't seen them here. So that's one message that if anybody, you know, if they hear this, that they need to get over here as quickly as they can, because, you know, for the people who just don't need medical care, they're lesser of a priority to get indoors. And many of them slept outside on the cement last night. We had one woman 2 days ago jump off a bridge. It was only about 12 feet. But, I mean, I witnessed it. She was so despondent, nowhere to go, didn't know where she was going to be transported, so she jumped off of a bridge. So the message is, yes, it's really bad here. We've heard it's going to get worse before it gets better. We are doing the best that we can. And, you know, if you can't support organizations like the ones that I mentioned that for some reason aren't here, support your local disaster team. I'm from the Texas Board Disaster Team, and, you know, when disaster workers come back, I think, you know, to support them and let them know that their work has been appreciated. And all of the wonderful employers out there, including CBS 11, CBS 11 has been very generous with my time in letting me go and work disasters like this, but every employer that lets one of their employees go to work a disaster needs to be commended for their recognition that humanitarian efforts are really important.
Well, Dr. Mona, we certainly appreciate everything you're doing there, and we'll let you get back to saving lives and whatnot. And I just certainly appreciate you taking the time to let us know what's going on there, and just want to ask you to be safe while you're there and hurry up and get home.
Thanks so much. It's great to be on the show, and I hope people recognize that even though what's happening here is sad and it's dangerous, hopefully we'll get through it like we get through everything else if we all pull together.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Mona.
Thanks.
Take care. That's Dr. Mona Khanna, who is at the airport in New Orleans, I believe, which has been turned into a makeshift hospital. It's amazing here. I mean, this is a composed professional. She's one of the sharpest people I've ever met personally. And I was talking to her on the phone last night briefly about setting up today, and she, you know, she's almost hyperventilating. It's just such an incredible tragedy that's going on there right now. It just must be just terrible to witness firsthand.
And it's one of those deals, too, where you talk to someone who's there, and all it does really for me is just creates all these other questions and all this other confusion as to how, you know, not how something like this happened, but how the aftermath of this has been handled. It's just, you know, she's talking about Red Cross not being there. They're at an airport. They're at an airport. If there's one place that it seems like you'd be able to get supplies and get people to, it would be an airport. And she's looking around going, where is everybody? We're 5 days into this thing.
Yeah.
6 days into this thing. Just really, really confusing and depressing. And, man, I think that this situation, you know, it's gonna take a long time to sort itself out. But it's going to change, I think, the way, you know, American citizens view their government for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because we, you know, I mean, 9/11, I know that was a much smaller area and it's 20 square blocks, but, you know, that was pretty amazing how the country mobilized and came to the support there. And, you know, we saw what happened with the tsunami and other things like that. But this is just to be so ill-prepared and just so unable to help an entire city. I mean, we're talking about a major city, one of the five biggest ports in America. And for it to go down like this is, man, it's absolutely shocking and disheartening.
We're going to continue to discuss this with you next. We're going to get into just the overall anarchy and the breakdown of a social system. We'll take your phone calls as well. We are out at Trophy Nissan.
Triple Trophy.
We invite you to come join us out here. There, you know, obviously a great deal to be had out here. There's the largest barbecue truck I've ever seen in my life. It's a huge smoker. I'm giving away free food.
I'm going to buy that 570 Cliff truck right there.
Man, and just looking at that giant 18-wheeler just full of burgers, if you could just roll that right into New Orleans,
that
man.
Should be dropped into the New Orleans airport, right?
But we invite you to come join us out here. We're going to be out.
If you find yourself in a legal mess, dial 1-800-30-OTS because you got your rights.
Considering divorce, you undoubtedly have a multitude of questions. The first, when do I need to call a lawyer? The professional staff at Rubin and Associates advises you to call right now at 1-800-THE-DOGS. They handle divorce Texas style with integrity, experience, and determination. They're ready to answer all your questions.
My wife won't let me see my kids. Who gives the kids? How much will I pay in child support? Who's responsible for the house and debt? Should I wait until my spouse files first? Do grandparents have rights?
These are all questions that are easily answered when you call 1-800-THE-DOGS. Rubin and Associates handles divorce cases all over Texas, and they're ready to help you right now. Call 1-800-THE-DOGS. Divorce, bankruptcy, car wrecks. Call 1-800-THE-DOGS. Legal representation with a fight.
That's 1-800-THE-DOGS. Yeah, don't get bit by the dog, player. Huh?
Throughout the years, Dr. William Booth has developed the expertise you demand from a laser vision correction specialist. His name has become synonymous with quality, safety, affordability, and technology. His experience is unsurpassed, and his dedication to patient care is second to none. We offer a discriminating difference at Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. As the world's most experienced intralasic surgeon, Dr. Booth offers the latest advancements in vision correction. From wavefront custom to intralasic, to crystal lens, to the new restore procedure for age-related presbyopia, Dr. Booth can get you out of your glasses, contacts, reading glasses, or bifocals. Make the educated decision and choose Dr. William Booth for your vision correction procedure. Call now for your complimentary screening, 214-328-0444, or on the web at booth.lasercenter.com. That's 214-328-0444. Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, a name synonymous with success.
10 years, that's a long time. The Ticket's gone from Bayless and Menifee to Bob and Dan. Jubb's kids have gone from diapers to dating, and Reiner's gone through another 4 marriages in 10 years. But when you buy a new Mitsubishi from Huggins Mitsubishi, you'll find out all about the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. So keep that in mind when you visit Huggins Mitsubishi and test drive the new 06 Eclipse or maybe the 06 Galant. Or stop by Huggins Mitsubishi and be the first kid on your block with the new 06 Mitsubishi Raider truck. It's coming soon, and you'll be seeing this one around. So why not get in on the ground floor at Huggins Mitsubishi? Just click on the logo right now or stop by 7501 Northeast Loop 820 or on the web at HugginsMitsubishi.com. Huggins Mitsubishi is a family-owned business celebrating 20 years of outstanding service, and there's always 150 pre-owned vehicles rotating through the lot. So check it out today. And Huggins Mitsubishi always welcomes any trade, regardless of year, make, or model. That's Huggins Mitsubishi. Click on the logo right now or visit them at 820 and 183 or call 817-485-0200 to find out more.
Make mine Huggins Mitsubishi.
1 gallon can of our best quality interior and exterior paint, including American Tradition.
Hey, it's Fitz with my buddy and CEO of RepairMyCreditNow.com. Go ahead and explain to me. People have bad credit. By law, the creditors have to delete certain stuff off the credit report if they can't prove the debt.
That's correct, Fitz. These items legally have to be validated according to the laws that are in place. There's several federal laws.
And basically, here's the deal. These companies are so huge, there's really no way they're going to want to take the time to go in there and try to prove all this stuff. So, by law, they just delete it. Therefore, your Beacon scores go right up.
That's correct. If they don't reply back, then legally it has to be deleted.
From to charge-offs, bankruptcy, foreclosures, late payments, slow pays, no pays. They can't prove it. They take it off. Your Beacon score goes up. What does that mean? That means you have great credit. Good credit. That's why you have to call right now. RepairMyCreditNow.com, 1-888-4MY-REPAIR. That's 1-888-4MY-REPAIR. Or log on right now to RepairMyCreditNow.com. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Now, how long does this process usually take?
Well, they'll start seeing results in as short as 30 to 45 days.
Your credit is your future.
You got that. Log on now. RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Then you'll check out all the different stones they have available. There's no middleman with DiamondDoctor.com. They buy straight from the mine. So you get an incredible price on an incredible quality stone. They have the highest quality diamonds. All of them are GIA certified. That's the highest certification available. You want your diamond to be GIA certified. This is a big investment. So go to DiamondDoctor.com. They're local. You can even call them here. 972-490-9320. That's 972-490-9320. Tell them Junior sent you to DiamondDoctor.com.
Ticket Sports News now.
The Dallas Cowboys are getting ready for their season opener with the San Diego Chargers. This ticker brought to you by Ditch Direct and Friendly Chevrolet. Head coach Bill Parcells is trying to figure out his depth chart as well as the final cuts he should make this afternoon as the Cowboys trim their roster to 53. However, the head coach can't help but think of the tragic situation going on right now in the Gulf.
I've never seen anything like this in all my time in this country. Now, I've been through a couple of hurricanes myself, but nothing that even approaches what this is.
Due to the obvious damage in New Orleans, the Saints will not play at the Superdome this season. Their home opener against the Giants is scheduled September 18th. That game is being moved to Giants Stadium. The game will be played on either Saturday the 17th or Monday the 19th, as the Jets have a home game that day on the 18th. The college football season is now in full swing, and it's a big day for local teams opening up their season today. As TCU opens with the Oklahoma Sooners this morning at 11 o'clock in Norman, you can see that game on ABC Channel 8. The Aggies are on the road against the tough Clemson team tonight at 7. Oh, that'll be on Channel 8 as well. Texas is at home against Louisiana Lafayette at Fox Sports Southwest. That one kicks off at 6 o'clock. The SMU Mustangs kick off the 2005 season with the Baylor Bears tonight at Ford Stadium. You can hear that one right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, beginning at 6:30. And the Mean Green of North Texas, their season opener with LSU was postponed this week because of the obvious damage and the relief effort going on in Baton Rouge at LSU Stadium because of Hurricane Katrina. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 11:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you've been listening to Ben and Skin Saturdays 10 to noon right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. Well, your mama doesn't like Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Well, your mama's so fat, when she goes to a restaurant, she doesn't get a menu. She gets an estimate.
It is 11 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin live from Trophy Nissan. We want you to come out and see us. There's so many reasons to come out, aside from the big Labor Day sale that's going on. There's also the world's largest, it's called the Ultimate Smoker and Grill. It's the world's biggest smoker. Me and Ben have been sampling burgers from it. They are absolutely dynamite. You can get free food until 12 o'clock. We got Ticket Chicks. We got Eduardo, the glass cleaning trash can basketball lord that we love to have with us for so many shows. Come on out. By the way, I found this to be triple wacky. If you buy a Trophy Nissan Frontier, receive a year's supply of Pepsi.
Genius. I love Pepsi.
And you drink like a case of Pepsi a day.
Yeah.
Think about how much Pepsi
that
is. Look
at all. There's a huge amount of Pepsi over there also.
I think that if you buy a year's supply of Pepsi, you should get a free Nissan. But that's just me. I mean, I think it works either way. But we just had on Dr. Mona Khanna from KTVT. She is at the airport in New Orleans, which they have turned into a hospital. We hope to have...
Steve Pickett.
Yes, Steve Pickett on a little bit later if we can get a hold of him, because you got to realize communication is very tenuous.
Yeah, and their cell phones just started working yesterday, and I talked to each of them last night about having them on today.
So you feel good about Steve?
Steve is in a group of 12 other people from KTVT that are all sticking together, and they're not at the airport. Dr. Mona is a real doctor. She's
right.
Treating people and saving lives. Steve Pickett is out in the chaos on the other side of the lake from the airport, and he said there's been, you know, at night there's no electricity, so it's
right.
Completely dark.
Right.
And he said shots have gone off right around him. He didn't know if they were shooting at them or...
Total anarchy. I saw a dude from CNN two nights ago that he was on top of the police station reporting at night, because that was the place to be that was safe. And the police, which I know you've heard the reports that a third of the police have not shown up, you know, So the police were, their goal at that point was to fortify the police station. So the safe place for him was to be on top of the roof, basically the police station, this particular precinct, becoming like a fort, and him having to be there.
Dude, it's a trip, really, to be honest with you. Working at a TV station, I mean, Dr. Ramona, we share a small fridge, and
mm-hmm.
we joke around about it and stuff all
right.
the time. And, you know, we're hanging out at work. I'm selling spots. She's talking on TV. Then the next day... Now, I'm playing video games and doing a radio show, and she's saving lives.
Yeah.
And the biggest tragedy in the history of our country, perhaps. And
You're a lot more like Dr. J than Dr. Mo.
Right.
It's true, though.
You know, and talking to them on the phone yesterday, man, they were both shaken up.
I can't imagine, you know, it's like anything else that's tragic. You know, time heals. But I can't imagine just our country viewing itself the same way for a long time after this, and I think that kind of gets into some of the stuff we want to talk about. We're going to do our best to talk about this situation without taking any sort of political side on it. I think what, you know, I know I want to do on this is just look at the broader situation
and the types of question that it brings up. Because the, whatever you feel about, you know, when the conservatives are in office or when the liberals are in office and the way people in this country have to interact with other people, the bottom line is this. The images don't lie. And you can sit here and you can say, well, there's no way the government could have gotten in there fast enough, or you can say the government purposely didn't get in there fast enough. Whatever you want to say, the bottom line is the situation is what it is because of the unbelievable amount of disparity between the haves and have-nots in this country. And New Orleans was probably the most shining example of this in the fact that you have 30% of the people that live there live below the poverty line. So while you can sit there and say, hey, man, those people should have gotten out of there, it just wasn't a reality for so many of those people.
And some people chose not to. I was telling you the story. God, I mentioned our buddy Kyle six times today.
Let's just have him on. You want to have him on for
less time? Kyle, he should just take my job. Kyle was he was in Louisiana. They've been planning this trip to the Gulf Shores.
His wife's from Louisiana.
Right. For a year they've been planning this trip, so they're getting ready to go. And her, I guess her brother, you know, they're all used to weathering these hurricanes. It's part of growing up there. And he said that his brother-in-law or whatever was like, hey, man, I got an idea. Here's what we're going to do, man. We're just going to get mad at it, and we're going to drive right into it. We're going to get mad at it.
That's not a good hurricane strategy.
No, that's a terrible strategy. And you're right. Some people thought they could ride it out because they've ridden out ones in the past. Some people had no ability, not the financial ability, to get out of there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's talk about what we know about for sure. What we do know is that everyone knew that the potential for this to happen could happen. There is a story, is it the Picayune Times is the name
of what I call it.
The New Orleans paper, they had a detailed article 2 years ago in which they just basically word for word detailed this situation that's happening now. They said if a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane came through, this would happen. And they pretty much lined it out exactly, and it's happened exactly like that. Now, for years, they've been trying to figure out ways to fortify the levees and do things to make the situation not occur if a hurricane like that came through. But, you know, issues of funding always came up. Now, for example, the liberals right now will want to say, well, this was supposed to be funded 2 years ago, but they backed off on it because of the way the troops were stretched out. Well, you know, you can certainly take that slant. The other slant you could take is, we've known New Orleans has had this situation for how long? It didn't happen in the Clinton administration. It didn't happen in the Reagan administration or the previous Bush administration. So it doesn't make sense to point fingers on any political side. Just the fact is it was common knowledge that this could happen, and it was never addressed.
So why weren't they organized? Why didn't they have a plan? What took so long for them to start the process of getting in there and giving aid? And, you know, when I look at it, I'm like, how come they couldn't just, you know, like in Spies Like Us, they dropped Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd in the middle of the desert in a huge crate with a parachute. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's
right.
A terrible analogy, but, you know, you've got helicopters. If you can't get those people out of there, why not fly some helicopters in and drop some crates full of bottled water?
And I think that's exactly how I'm thinking. And I know it sounds very simple-minded, and you and I don't know the lay of the land, and we don't know how difficult it is to do that stuff. But what we do know is I do know that there is some media in there because, one, we're about to talk to them. Two, we've seen the images. We've seen images from outside of the convention center. So it is possible for some people that weren't in New Orleans to get in there. Now, it may be small, but you can't tell me that the situation being as bad as it is, I know the idea is, hey, look, if we just go in and drop supplies, that could create chaos. Oh, as opposed to the chaos that's already there. Hey, people could, attack each other getting those supplies, as opposed to the people that are already attacking each other there. I mean, I know it sounds like a very simple plan, but we're on the fifth day of this thing.
Yep.
The fifth day of this thing. And I think when you look at that situation and you hear people start to talk about race, and I think, you know, to me, it's, you can never talk about race without talking about class at the same time, because those things are so integral with each other. I mean, they go hand in hand. But the number one thing is when you hear like a rapper like Kanye West make the comment, I don't think that George Bush likes black people. Well, that sounds like an extremely insane thing to say, I think, for most people. But if you're in that situation and you don't feel like anything's coming to you, and your city has been, like I said, 30% of the people live below the poverty line. 70% of those people are black. I don't see how it's not an invalid question. I'm not talking about Bush, but to just wonder about, does this country care about not necessarily its black, but its poor people? does the country care about its poor people? And I don't think it's insane to say, no, they don't. I think that's just a byproduct of capitalism, and the disparity between the haves and have-nots is so extreme, it takes a situation like this for people to actually confront it, but this is an everyday situation. One of the reasons it's been so hard, and you've got such a bad situation, is because so many people are boxing because they couldn't get out of there in the first place because they didn't have the means to, and that's the bottom line, is this situation magnifies that.
Well, there's still more to discuss. Let's go ahead and spend one more segment. We'll take some calls, 214-787-1310. We'll try to catch up with Steve Pickett, who's in New Orleans, and I promise you, we'll get back to some sports.
Sports!
It's hard to think about right now.
We have to do some sports.
But we have to do some sports.
We got to do Cowboys. We got to do Finley.
We got to talk about Finley. We got to talk about Peerless Price. So we'll talk about the hurricane. We'll spend one more segment on it.
Let's try
to catch up with Steve Pickett. So we'll wrap that up and move on to Peerless Price. Peerless Price and Michael Finley. But next, we'll try to reach Steve Pickett, who's in New Orleans, next on The Ticket.
It's Labor Day weekend, the last weekend before the start of the NFL, and The Ticket takes you all the way through to the other side with scores, updates, and hot sports opinions on Ticket Sports Saturday and Ticket Sports Sunday. The Cowboys finished their preseason Thursday, and they're getting ready for the Chargers next week. SMU starts their season tonight at home against...
Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Are you concerned about foreclosure ruining your credit? StopDFWForeclosureNow.com is here to help. Now, just what does StopDFWForeclosureNow.com do? Pretty simple. They do what they call themselves. They'll stop that foreclosure in its tracks and keep a home foreclosure off your credit rating. For more, just click the link below where you have the station minimized. If you're several months behind on your mortgage, the pressure can be unbearable. These guys are here to keep that foreclosure from happening and keep your credit clean. Just log on to StopDFWForeclosureNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-362-9364. Go ahead, write it down, then call today, 1-866-362-9364. Ask yourself, would you rather be foreclosed on, or would you rather explore options that will eliminate foreclosures on your credit? StopDFWForeclosureNow.com. In fact, if you act now, part of this program includes credit restoration, 866-362-9364, or online at StopDFWForeclosureNow.com.
Hey, P1s, when you're ready to rock out, throw yourself a bone.
I like to eat.
No, you don't gnaw on this bone. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's little sister station, appropriately outfitted and looking real good in a black concert t-shirt.
93.3 The Bone. Rock harder.
AC/DC. Metallica. No, they don't play Puff Daddy, but you will get to hear some ZZ Top.
All right! Got me on the pressure!
You'll also hear great bands like Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, and Guns N' Roses. Listening to The Bone is kind of like rocking out at the arena before the game, only you get to hear the whole song. Cool. Your rock and jock combo, 93.3 The Bone, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
The Ticket!
XZB. They were last seen at 11:45 last night. Jasmine Chapman is a white female with blonde hair and blue eyes. She weighs 115 pounds and was wearing a white t-shirt and blue jeans. Angel Mendoza is described as a Latin male, age 21.
Hello, this is Belvedere Vodka and The Beautiful Life. Today we're discussing how to survive a shark attack. At first blush, this subject has seemingly nothing to do with Beautiful Life, but one never knows when one may be swimming off one's yacht in shark-infested waters. 1. Hit back. If a shark attacks, hit it with anything. A martini glass, a bottle of Belvedere, a swimming companion, anything. Hit the offending shark in the eyes or gills. Contrary to popular belief, hitting the shark in the nose will only piss him off. And research tells us it is not a good idea to piss off a shark. 2. Keep hitting. Sharks enjoy being on the offensive. That's why they're sharks. So it's best to put the shark on the defensive by hitting him as often as possible. Now pour yourself a Belvedere. You have survived a shark attack and may continue living the beautiful life. Research tells us one is less likely to live the beautiful life if one has been eaten by a shark.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye, Millennium, in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
S. Negotiate with creditors to lower your balance by 40 to 60%.
then guide you.
Hey, it's Fitz, and with me in the studio is the founder and general manager of RepairMyCreditNow.com, also personal friend, Doug Parker. And Doug, wouldn't you agree that today your future is your credit? The future is now. You have that credit, you have a future.
Absolutely, Fitz. Your credit is your future.
There's so many credit repair companies popping up all over the Metroplex. What is the difference between RepairMyCreditNow.com and these other credit repair companies?
Well, Fitz, we're registered with the Secretary of State of Texas. We're also bonded.
So basically what you're saying is these credit repair companies, they're illegal, but you're legal.
That is correct.
See, you have to be licensed and bonded. That's how you know. Call RepairMyCreditNow.com today. 1-888-4-MY-REPAIR. That's 1-888-4-MY-REPAIR. Or log on now. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Write it down. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Now, Doug, go ahead and tell everybody what you did for me this past year and the program that I went through with you.
Since we were able to increase your credit score by about 100 points, and I know you were able to get your new 4Runner and a new Bronco.
Take care of your credit right now. Your credit is your future. www.RepairMyCreditNow.com.
The good people at Centennial would like to offer this bit of beer advice. Branch out. About 40 billion gallons of beer are produced each year worldwide.
Hello, this is Belvedere Vodka welcoming you to The Beautiful Life. Today, we're discussing the proper way to sip Belvedere Citrus from a woman's navel. 1. Pour. 2. Sip. Yummy. This has been Belvedere Citrus and a navel of exquisite merit for The Beautiful Life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from rye and millennium import, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka and The Beautiful Life, listening to Wagner. It's been said Wagner's music is better than it sounds. No, it's not. This has been Belvedere Vodka for The Beautiful Life, a life far more beautiful with far less Wagner. Far, far less Wagner.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from rye, millennium import, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
We have lots of cars priced at less than $10,000 at the CarMax nearest you. Plus, we have thousands of cars in our nationwide inventory for less than $10,000 available for transfer. And at CarMax, there's no haggling, so you get that great price without all the hassles. Now's the time to get a great car for under $10,000 by shopping at CarMax. So come in today. These values won't last long. Open Labor Day, 10 to 9. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Breaking sports news now.
The Dallas Cowboys seem to be in pretty good shape as they head into the regular season. Ticker brought to you by Dish Direct and Lawrence Marshall of Denison. Dallas hosts a 3-1 preseason record, and Bill is pretty happy heading into week one against the Chargers.
It's nice to not have had to travel for the last couple preseason games. We got out of this game healthy. I'm very happy about that. You know, it's never perfect.
The Cowboys make their final roster cuts today in Valley Ranch as they trim their roster down to 53. Keep it here on the ticket all day. Find out who made the team and who did not. In other NFL news, it's bad news for the Detroit Lions as veteran QB Jeff Garcia had to leave the field last night on a cart in their preseason finale against the Buffalo Bills as the quarterback broke his left leg and injured his ankle, and Garcia could be done for the season. And college football underway this morning as the TCU Horned Frogs and Oklahoma Sooners play in Norman. 3 minutes into this game, it is scoreless between the Frogs and the Sooners. Elsewhere, some other games have begun around the nation. Arkansas State taking on Missouri Northwestern, playing host Ohio. Number 11, Iowa taking on Ball State. Number 6, Ohio State playing host to Miami of Ohio. Bowling Green has posted a touchdown as they lead Wisconsin 6-0 with 11 minutes left in the first quarter. And Illinois today at home taking on Rutgers. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 11:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin Saturday mornings 10 to noon right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, it's 11:17 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin out at Trophy Nissan. We are going to go immediately now to Steve Pickett, who joins us from New Orleans. Steve Pickett, of course, from CBS 11. Steve, how are you doing?
Good morning, guys. We're doing fine, believe it or not, in the heart of New Orleans now, literally driving down the streets as we head toward the convention center. It's just been amazing here. As I said to some folks earlier, words just don't put into description what has really happened to this region, including New Orleans. But right now, relatively quiet as we head down into the convention center area where people are obviously still getting relief here.
Okay, Steve is obviously a reporter at KTVT. He's in New Orleans. He doesn't have a lot of time. We're able to keep him. We certainly appreciate you taking the time to jump on with us. I talked to you last night about coming on with us today, and I got to say, it was. I talked to Dr. Mona as well. It was tough for me to talk to you guys because you guys are professionals. You go into these situations all the time, but both of you were clearly a little shaken up. How would you describe what you've seen there to somebody who could never, you know, just watching on TV wouldn't get the full scope?
Just take your own hometown. Just take your own neighborhood, your own community. Think about where you're born and raised, your family, and everybody you know, and watch a storm come through and take it all away. That's exactly what's happened here in New Orleans. That's exactly what's happened in Waveland, Mississippi, where we were 2 days ago. It's exactly what's happened in Biloxi. Thousands and thousands of people impacted by this, and particularly in the New Orleans area, because that water level is still so high that what has happened essentially is that those folks are still waiting for help. It clearly is the center of this problem because of the concern about water. The damage has been done throughout the region with the hurricane, no question. I mean, we saw communities completely wiped out, but here in New Orleans, it's just devastation because people are still trying to get relief, still trying to be rescued from this horrible situation.
Steve, what can you tell us about the two areas we hear the most about, the Superdome and the Convention Center, in terms of has it stabilized at all?
The National Guard is there. There is a heavy presence there now, almost a week later. Many people here are very, very frustrated, very, very angry. They don't believe in this country that this should have taken this long to get some semblance of stability in this region as a result of it. But today it is different. I think it's fair to say that, I don't know if you guys can actually hear behind me, but there are helicopters. You can hear some of those choppers as we drive down the street. These guys are providing rescue, security. So there is a heavy presence here to bring back some semblance of stability in the region, not only for the Superdome area and the convention center, but throughout the area.
Okay, Steve, let me ask you, are conditions there different in terms of water and weather that would make it to where it seems like they could do it today but not a couple of days ago?
Getting materials to people is the key. And there are sections in New Orleans you just can't get accessibility. You can't get in. We were on Highway 161 yesterday. It is an evacuation route out of the city. When there is a hurricane, thousands of cars were on that highway a week ago trying to get out of the city. That highway we saw yesterday, it is at least 3 to 4 feet of water. Boats coming out of that highway to get people out one by one, one house at a time, one family at a time, and that's almost a week later. That's how big this thing is.
We're talking to Steve Pickett from CBS 11, who's obviously in New Orleans right now. Steve, talk a little bit about the thug element that we're hearing so much about. We understand that shots were fired at you or extremely close to you in the last few days. What's going on with this whole thug element we keep hearing about?
Well, that's a term you guys use. I don't know who was shooting. I was in Slidell, Louisiana, 3 nights ago. Slidell is about 20, 25 miles outside of New Orleans, on the other side of the Pontchartrain Lake. And as we were reporting from that area, remember, these entire communities are pitch black. There is no electricity, no power. You can't see anything. And as we're preparing for our live shots, there are gunshots going off. We are seeing police and sheriff's department officials respond to those gunshots way too close for my comfort, absolutely. But those are isolated incidents. In the heart of New Orleans, you had, obviously, high cases of looting. You've had some real trouble with people with gunfire and things of that nature. We, frankly, have been the lucky ones because we've been outside of that element, but, indeed, we've heard that gunfire.
Okay, Steve, what are you guys going to be doing today? What stories are you going to try to be covering?
I am now in the heart of New Orleans. We literally just stopped. The National Guard has stopped us as my chief photographer, Billy Sexton, is talking with him now while I'm talking to you guys, so we can get access over here to the convention center area where people are getting relief. I'm literally at a stop where guardsmen are covering the streets, making sure that we can get access in. In other words, making sure that there's control here, that the thousands of people who need help can get it, and no one will be in danger. And see, you hear those helicopters, folks?
Oh, yeah.
That's what's surrounding New Orleans right now.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for jumping on with us, man. We appreciate you taking the time, and look forward to you getting back to Dallas safely.
All right, guys, and go Sooners. BCCU.
All right. Steve Pickett, big OU fan.
I like how he brought it back to the sports base.
That, he helped us segue back. But we're,
he touches the sports base at all times.
If you'd like to jump on with us, 214-787-1310. Of course, we are out at Trophy Nissan today, and we didn't get a chance to really set that up very much because we needed to get to him immediately.
Yeah, but he was blowing and going.
Barbecue out here and hurricane talk, and we're, of course, going to get into some Peerless Price and a little, you know, Michael Finley.
Yeah, we're going to move into sports next, but I want to say one last little thing that just kind of came out of that, and that's, I think, just everyone's trying to figure out ways to talk about something like this in the first place. You know, you had mentioned Thug Element, and he wanted to distance from that because there's so many, you know, black people that are in New Orleans that can't get help, but at the same time, I heard the senator from Louisiana refer to the people that are, you know, causing trouble as a Thug Element. So
I've heard that repeatedly.
I've heard it repeatedly too. I've heard the mayor say, Ray Nagin, say the same thing. And it's not supposed to have any kind of racial connotation.
I mean, Larry Dunkel in eighth grade at Apollo Junior High was a thug.
He was.
You know,
he was
a white male.
Right. So
he had a full chest of hair in eighth grade. I don't know how old he was, but never mind.
It's called steroids. But I didn't want you to feel bad about that. I don't think you're out of place by saying that at all. But he quickly distanced from that, and I think that's just because, you know, people don't even know how to talk about that.
I really don't either, man. And it's hard to. I mean, I'm dying to talk Cowboys, and we need to get into that. We need to get into Mavericks, but it's hard when you talk to these people that are there on the front lines, and so much chaos is still going on, and it's still just such a tragic circumstance. But we will try. We said we were going
to take it. We've got to get into some sporty sports.
That's right. We said we were going to shift it out. Let's go ahead and take a call. We'll go to Mark. You're on with Ben Skin on the Ticket.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you guys?
Good.
It's kind of hard to talk about sports in light of what's happened in New Orleans.
I know.
I'd like to offer a couple of thoughts. Number one, they knew about this well in advance, 5 days, if I'm not mistaken, that it was going to be a Category 4 or 5. And so they started to move people into the safety zone, the Superdome, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. They encouraged people to go to that area.
Beg pardon?
They encouraged people to go to that area.
Yeah. And what made me really stop and think by New Orleans being in such a low-lying area, how come the grocers, knowing that their produce, their meat, their vegetables, so on and so forth, was going to be literally destroyed? Anything in a retail environment down in that neck of the woods is covered by insurance. Why didn't they take the food and transport that food to the area in which they're going to be transporting these people? That, to me, was a breakdown in communication. Last night, in watching O'Reilly and his sidekicks, one of them, I don't know if it was Geraldo Rivera, someone mentioned that. I did not know this, and I don't remember reading about this. But I understand that the governor of Louisiana had some folks in an adjacent hotel that they actually took and put ahead of the line of the folks that had already been standing in line waiting on buses. Did you guys hear about that?
I had not.
And that right there, you know, probably, and I'm not saying this is accurate, but being an African-American, all I'm offering is this. That could possibly be one reason among many that many black folks feel that race, in fact, played an issue.
Right. Hey, thank you for calling. I mean, that's one of those things, you know. It's just so hard not to inject that into the situation when that's all you see. You know, he's talking about, you know, perhaps the governor putting some of their personal friends ahead of other people that needed help. Hey, that's the nature of politics, black or white. Politicians hook their people up. That's the way that it always goes. But the thing that I think is so hard for people to get their head around is that there was indications that this was going to happen. Why is it such a low priority? And I think it's natural for people to say, well, it's a low priority because America in general, let's take race out of it, America in general
does not care enough about their poor. And that's the number one thing. Those are poor people that are there that are not getting any help. And that's just a byproduct of you know, the country. I mean, hey, it's the best country in the world. The byproduct of that is that we're not helping our poor enough. And we have the means to do it, and it's just not a top priority for this country. It's sad, man.
Well, do you want to attempt to...
We have to.
All right. Let's do this. Coming up next, a combo sports buffet segment. We will dive back into the world of sport. We will talk about Peerless Price. I think the Cowboys need to do whatever they can do. Get him in a uniform. We'll also talk about the uniform that Michael Finley chose to wear next on the ticket.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Elfmeyer Show, we get to talk college football. Games are happening. And finally, the NFL Stock Tour predictions are here. We talk who's going to the playoffs, who's going to the Super Bowl, and what are the Cowboys going to do?
Some people say there's a lot of difference between listening to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket and our sister station, Talk Radio 570 KLIF. But when you break it down, we're really not that different. You see, they've got Fox News, we've got E! News. They've got Dr. Laura, and we look at naked pictures of Dr. Laura. They've got Big Bill O'Reilly, and we've got Big Bill Dwayne Parcells. They have Daryl and Carlo. We have Donovan Miller. They love Bush. We love Bush. Jenna and Barbara, that is. They have Greg Knapp in the afternoons. George Dunham takes naps in the afternoon. We have breaking sports news first guaranteed. They have the latest breaking news and information guaranteed. 570 KLIF is like your own Cliff Notes version of today's headlines, so you actually know a little bit more than how to calculate a batting average in your head or how to spot a cover two on third down. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and 570 KLIF. One knows sports, the other knows news. You decide.
A lot of car dealers have decided they want to treat you like an employee, so they're selling cars at the prices employees pay. Volvo of Dallas sees you a little differently. They've had to treat you like a member of the family. And I don't mean your weird Uncle Al you only see twice a year. Volvo of Dallas wants a customer for life, a family member. They strive for honesty and integrity. Face it, nobody is more honest with you than your family. And you're not getting some ordinary car or SUV. You're getting a Volvo, a family name to take pride and have confidence in. And then there's Volvo of Dallas's unquestionable quality service. Free service for 3 years or 36,000 miles with any 2005 Volvo. Sure, a lot of dealers are giving you low prices like you're an employee. But the reality is, the bitterness of poor quality will last a lot longer than the sweetness of a low price. Wouldn't you rather be a member of the family? Volvo of Dallas. See them online at volvoofdallas.com. Volvo of Dallas, I-35 at Frankfort, where family matters. Free service offer not valid with 2006 models.
So, you know you want to make a change to better vision, but how do you know which vision correction procedure is right for you? LASIK? Custom View Intralasik? CK? Crystal Lens? Your first step is a phone call to the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center at 972-258-6400. We sponsor a complimentary vision seminar each Tuesday night. Call to reserve your seat at the seminar, and you will learn about the most proven technology and latest advancements. Dr. Tylock will also perform a live Custom View Intralasik procedure, so you can talk to a patient about what LASIK is really like. Then, to top it off, you get a $200 discount toward your LASIK procedure. So call today and let the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center take the confusion out of vision correction. Call 972-258-6400. That's 972-258-6400. Or visit us at Tylock.com. Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center. Let us make things perfectly clear for you.
Rock beats scissors. Scissors beats paper. Paper beats rock. Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka for The Beautiful Life. And today we're discussing that most beautiful game, rock, paper, scissors. A caveat. If you think this is a game of chance, you're a fool and will be beaten like scissors to rock. Hint. Know the enemy. If your enemy leads with rock, he prefers brute force to strategy. Destroy him with cunning tactic. If paper is his chosen lead, he is a sneaky ferret trying to turn aggressive play against you. His strategy will, however, change if faced with losing. The specter of imminent defeat sends even the subtlest player into a rock-wielding troglodyte. If he is a scissors man, he combines the heavy-handed force of rock with the finesse of paper. You will need to be at your best to vanquish him. Celebrate vanquishing him with a Belvedere, the only vodka worthy of rock, paper, scissors, and the beautiful life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from rye, millennium, in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You're listening to America's favorite sports station, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Part of a family of favorites, like America's favorite country music station, The Ticket's big brother with a straw hat, 99.5 The Wolf. The Wolf's done made the family proud by winning the Marconi Award for Station of the Year. It's the home of the Bobby Mitchell Wake Up with the Wolf Morning Show, Amy B., Hollywood Henderson, Cody Allen, and Airwolf Traffic with Justin Fazell. They've got a 50,000-watt stick with the best Texas country music this side of the Red River. So when you find yourself laying on your back with tears in your ears, crying over your last failed relationship, or maybe you just want to strap on some Support the Troops red-blooded Americana, feel better longer with some feel-good music from the Wolf's Pat Green, Jack Ingram, Charlie Robinson, and Robert Earl Keen. Remember your family of favorites, 99.5 The Wolf, and everyone's favorite drunk uncle, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Purchased this Labor Day, we'll be donating $100 to the American Red Cross for hurricane relief.
Below employee pricing. It's all going on today. We'll have hot dogs and sodas on hand to keep you cool and satisfied. There's never been a bigger Labor Day sales event, and there's never been a bigger Ultimate Red Tag sale. Below employee pricing. Westway Ford, the Texas Ford Giant. Just 2 minutes west of Texas Stadium on 183 in Irving. It all ends Monday night.
Westway Ford.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
The Aggies of Texas A&M have another tough opener this season. Ticker brought to you by Autoflex Leasing and Frank's Red Hot Sauce. Head coach Dennis Franchione and his bunch opened with Utah last season, and they got drilled. Today they open with Clemson on the road, and Coach Fran knows the Tigers will be tough. And that game is set for us to kick off tonight at ABC. The TCU Horned Frogs are north of the Red River this morning, actually, playing the Sooners of OU in Norman. Right now, that game is midway through the first quarter. Neither team has scored. Right now, TCU has the ball inside their own five-yard line in the shadow of their own end zone. And elsewhere around the nation right now, a few other games already underway. Missouri has a 7-0 lead in the first quarter over Arkansas State. Northwestern has a field goal. They lead Ohio 3-0. Number 11, Iowa. Two quick scores against Ball State. They're up 14-0. Number 6, Ohio State, a 7-0 lead over Miami of Ohio. Big Ten's Michigan State, 13-0 lead over Kent State. Illinois trailing Rutgers 3-0. And Bowling Green has a 13-0 lead now over the Badgers of Wisconsin. And the Texas Rangers have a chance to win 5 straight as they play the Royals once again tonight at Kauffman Stadium. Texas sends 2-3 Juan Dominguez to the hill. He's never faced a hitter in the Royals lineup. Casey throws right-hander DJ Carrasco. He's 5-7 with a 4.74 ERA. First pitch is set for 6:10. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 11:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Reiner's going back to his old school when the Hardline broadcasts live from UTA 3 to 7 next Wednesday. It's another P1 pledge party brought to you by Frank's Red Hot Sauce and live on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Okay, it's 11:36 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Ben and Skin out at Trophy Nissan in Mesquite. You know, they've got that giant smoker out there. That thing's going to provide food all day long. It may not be here all day long, but you can get food all day long. I've been guaranteed of that. So come get a Trophy Nissan. Come get some free food. And also, that radio is going to be coming back from vacation this week. And on Tuesday, they're going to be at Culver's of McKinney. You can register to win ticket T-shirts and a copy of Sports Illustrated's book of great baseball writing, which features stories by 33 writers, including Tom Verducci and Big Pete Gammons. And also the author of Moneyball, Michael Lewis, who I know he's from Louisiana, so he's probably back there trying to help out in any way he can, but he's a bad radio favorite. So make sure and go check out those boys at Culver's of McKinney on Tuesday from noon to 3. That is at South Central and El Dorado Parkway in McKinney.
Do you mind if I make an awkward shout-out?
No, I don't.
This awkward shout-out is brought to you by Whale Fishing and America DSLs, American DSLs. This is to a couple that got together that had some troubles, and I just want to send a shout-out to them, Skin, quickly, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
Jaron and Sean Bass, they've been able to work things out.
Man.
I'm very happy for those two guys. Now go ahead with whatever you're doing sports-wise.
No, that's sweet. I'm glad you brought that up because it does remind me of, relationship talk. I mean, you
have relationships that may need to happen. I think one that you do want to happen in that sports world is Peerless Price and the Dallas Cowboys.
National segue, baby.
I love nice. What's up?
Dude, let me just say, I want the Cowboys to get Peerless Price. And you might be saying, well, you know, he was a bust in Atlanta. Two seasons in Atlanta. His first one, 64 catches, 838 yards. Last year,
a complete bust.
45 catches, 575 yards. Well, the problem was he was coming off the year that he had in 2002 in Buffalo with Bledsoe as his quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
94 catches, 1,252 yards, and 9 touchdowns.
That's bananas, yo.
But he was also the number two guy to Eric Moles at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So the thought was, okay, hey, he's going to go to Atlanta. He's going to be a number one. Well, he's kind of a water bug type. He's 5'11", 190 pounds. So he's not really a number one.
He's Terry Glennish.
He is a lot like Terry Glenn. He'd be a younger Terry Glenn. He's 28. He'll turn 29 in October.
Mm-hmm.
The former second-round pick out of Tennessee. The guy's got crazy wheels. He's very dangerous when you get him the ball. He can separate. He can get open easily. He's got a relationship with Bledsoe. If you heard Parcells, he talked about some of the guys who have gone against Peerless Price on several occasions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and they just can't, they're just going on and on and on
right.
about how great he is. So, you know, I would love to see him here and Anthony Henry's got to be the guy he's talking about. Anthony Henry's probably covered him
right.
In the AFC many times. But, you know, the Cowboys, the receiver position is one of my biggest concerns about this season. They're just not very deep there at all.
They're not deep there, and then at the top of the line, it's old.
And both,
you know, that's a bad combo.
Their top two guys both had season-ending surgeries last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they need depth there. And I would just, you know, I know he's not the greatest thing ever, but the Cowboys are still in a great position with the salary cap.
Right.
They're in one of the, despite all the money they spent in the offseason, if I'm not mistaken, they're still in one of the better situations cap-wise. I just like to see them go out and get him. He'd represent at least a little bit of a younger option. And I guarantee you, Glenn, who's made of porcelain, is not going to be healthy all year.
No.
But, you know, when you talk about how little Peerless Price is, he's never missed a game.
Mm-hmm.
16 games a year, man.
And the thing about cutting Peerless Price, I mean, that's obviously a mark on his career. It's like, hey, man, if you cut a guy after just committing so much to him, there's got to be something wrong. But it's almost, and I'm not trying to segue quite yet, but it's almost similar to Finley in that, you know, for Finley, for the Spurs getting Finley the money they get him, that's a great pickup. But when you're paying Finley $17 million, that's a disaster. I think that's the way Atlanta viewed that thing. Because the numbers you read weren't just disaster numbers, but if you're going to pay a guy as much as they were paying him, then they had to get something out of him. And another thing that I think has to be looked at is, you know, Mike Vick is highlight spectacular, but is he that great of a quarterback yet? Well, I'm not saying he won't be or whatever,
right.
But... you know, I don't know that I would have confidence saying that, man, if Peerless Price can't work out with Michael Vick, he can't work out with anybody. Because I don't believe that yet.
Right.
I don't know that I don't know that Vick is there yet as a quarterback to, you know, judge Peerless Price on not being the man in Atlanta when I got to still figure out what Mike Vick is in terms of relationship with receivers.
And I think Sherrington, he had a good column today in the Dallas Morning News. I think he's the one who compared it to Roy Williams and Vince Young. You know, it's a situation when your quarterback is taking off running so much, it just creates a little chaos out there when you run your route and then all of a sudden you're a blocker. And I would love to see him reunited with Bledsoe. I hope Jerry steps up and throws some money down, because even if he's, you know, what if he's your number three and then he works his way up, I mean, you brought up before the show, right? Patrick Creighton, he doesn't necessarily strike fear in the hearts of defensive coordinators yet.
Right. I mean, I like what I've seen from him. I think that's something to be excited about, but I don't know that I'm ready to depend on it when your two starting receivers both are both coming off injuries and are both over 30 years old. I don't know if that's good. And then Quincy Morgan, I mean, God, man, what's going on there?
Garland.
Yeah, it is. It's the curse of Garland. No offense, Babu. I know you're repping Garland strong.
Oh, good point.
But, man, that's a terrible disappointment coming off what we read this week about Antonio Bryant, man. I know that you were so disappointed when they traded him. You're a huge AB fan. And then Carthon and Wes Chandler both just raving about Bryant ready to be the number one receiver there. So it's a little disappointing. So I think if you can get some talent in, it depends on what kind of there's going to be teams that are vying for him. I know I've heard about New England and Miami. It depends on what they have to pay, but if you can get a reasonable contract, it seems like a no-brainer.
Well, stay tuned today to Ticket Support Saturday, because apparently today is the day that you got to cut down your final rosters, and Peerless Price's agent is saying they want to have something finalized today by 5 o'clock. So mm-hmm. the Cowboys have the ball in their court because they had him here. I don't know if he's left yet or not, but Kevin Sherrington points out that they shouldn't let him leave before they sign him. They should go ahead and ink that deal. So listen to Ticket Sports Saturday today. They'll update you on what happens to Peerless Price. Now, moving on to Michael Finley.
Yes.
How shocked were you, Skin, that he signed in San Antonio?
I wasn't shocked, but I was surprised. I really did think that he was going to go to Miami because I thought that that seemed like a no-brainer fit. But what happened Monday night, I personally think that that swayed him, and that's the Spurs being able to ink Nick Van Exel. Because what it does is you're talking about the best team in basketball last year. They've added Nick Van Exel. They've added Oberto as a guy that can be a part of a front-man rotation. He's a very experienced European big. He's from Argentina, but he's played in the Euro Leagues. He's got and he's played well at the international level. And so they have him. They have Duncan. They have Robert Horry back in the fold. They have Nazi Muhammad. All those guys rotating inside. They've added Nick Van Exel, who is Mr. Clutch, to back up Tony Parker. And they still have good production, I think, from Beno Udrih, who was a rookie, had a good rookie year. And then when Finley looks at it, Greg Popovich comes by himself. It's not, as Popovich put it, I didn't show up with a mariachi band. You know, it's just me telling him, hey, we've got a system that wins. We're a championship team. We're way better. We want you to come in and be a part of that. He's told him he's not even going to start. But Finley, if you look at that situation, you're Finley, you've already got the money coming in from the $51 million contract, even though it's spread out over 10 years. That's an ideal situation for him. Wide open shot. San Antonio. Bruce Bowen gets wide open shots. Brent Berry gets wide open shots. Imagine what Mike Finley's going to do with wide open shots. It's a great fit for him.
I think I still, if I was Finley, I would have gone to Miami and played with Shaq. But, you know, you make a good point. With Van Exel going to San Antonio, then when you add Finley, they're clearly the better team, you would think, at that point.
I'm not saying necessarily they're clearly the better team talent-wise, but with their system in place, they've greatly enhanced the system. It is a proven system because they can base it around a guy like Duncan. They're coming off of a championship, and now they're way better, way deeper, way more experienced. Nick Van Exel is about it. I don't know if there's any other guy I'd rather have the ball at the end of the game. Maybe Kobe Bryant, but Nick Van Exel's clutch.
Yep.
We've seen that. They have gotten so much deeper and so much stronger. I really am happy for a guy like Finley who took so much abuse here, and even I dished it out because...
God, I couldn't believe you turned on him. I love him.
Watch it. And for a guy who, you know, he was just overpaid here. He wasn't a good fit here anymore, but he's a great guy, and I hope that San Antonio stays healthy because if they do, I think the Miami-San Antonio final, if both those teams stay healthy, will be as good as anyone we've ever seen. It's got the potential to be a classic.
I was ready to be a Miami fan, though, and root for Finley. Now I can't.
Just be a Dwayne Wade fan.
I can't now hate him.
These are Dwayne Wade's signature shoes I'm wearing.
By the way, very nice.
Wade County.
Can you run faster in them?
No, I'm really slower.
Dude,
I don't tie my shoes, though.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a little depressing as a Mavs fan to log on to ESPN.com every day and see the big Finley sweepstakes, the biggest name in free agency, the most coveted free agent signing of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the guy you're losing.
Yeah, and not getting anything to replace. I mean, again, you know, I personally, it's not my money, so I don't see why they cut Finley, just to be honest with you, but I'm not the one paying luxury tax. Because if it gave you salary cap room, then, yeah, it's a no-brainer for me, but you're still way over the cap. You know, it's like, well, this gives us flexibility to what? Re-sign Jason Terry, to re-sign Josh Howard? Is that the flexibility you're talking about? I mean, to me, I don't think that they've improved themselves. I do believe that Avery Johnson will have a good team, and I do think that they're going to be competitive, but I don't think they're championship contenders by any stretch of the imagination. I do think they'll get better from within, but when I look at teams that were around them that got significantly better talent-wise, it's just hard for me to have high expectations for the Mavericks going into the season.
I would have felt better had Marquise Daniels hit one jump shot in the offseason, but my inside sources tell me he was 0 for 7,421.
Ben, I would have felt better if Marquise Daniels took one jump shot that was a balanced jump shot, not twisting and falling down. So
my expectations are low there. Do we have a new person that might be the brunt of our... wing unhappiness here in the Mavericks?
I'm going to personally bag on Doug Christie. You do whatever you want.
Hey, so I'm going to bag on his wife.
What?
What?
Where are you going with that?
We squeezed some sports in, didn't we?
We sure did. That was good sports.
How was it?
I'm not awake right now.
All right, we're wrapping things up. We are out at Trophy Nissan, and we highly encourage you to come out here and join us. Come out and join the fun all day. They're cutting incredible deals on Nissans. They've also got the largest free barbecue pit that I've ever seen in my distinguished barbecue history.
And it's expensive.
It's a full 18-wheeler, and it's all one huge barbecue pit. I'm not kidding. And they've got free burgers, free hot dogs, free sausages, all sorts of stuff. And also, there's some deal if you buy a Nissan, what's the deal? You get a year supply.
You get a year supply of Pepsi. No matter how much Pepsi you drink, you get a year.
I don't know about that part.
You get a year supply of Pepsi though. And that's I don't even think you need a Pepsi giveaway to come get one of these deals. It's Labor Day blowout. You're going to walk away with a good car
and
a good price.
It's the top Toyota deal. It's the top Nissan dealership in the country.
That's right.
So come out here and buy a Nissan today from Trophy Nissan. Good times out here all day long. Now coming up next, we're going to wrap things up and hand things over to Ticket Sports Saturday.
I might have a sports list.
Ooh, you got a list.
Maybe.
You're covering it up, not letting me check it out.
Maybe.
All right, coming up next, Skins Sports List right here on The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're happy, fun sports.
I'm talking about 1 minute of audio, you moron.
You love him.
Okay, no, happy, fun sports.
Kill me, please, kill me.
No. Happy, fun sports.
D-E-A-T-H. Where's that spell? Death.
To Ticket Daily at 1310 a.m., 104.1 FM up north in Big Sky Country, or worldwide at theticket.com for happy, fun sports.
Put it in your pipe and smoke it.
Sports Radio 1310.
Isn't technology great? I love listening online when it's convenient for me. Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. Are you aware that you can buy a car with the same ease and convenience that you're enjoying right now while listening online? Log on to FreemanToyota.com and you can get a price quote from one of our managers. You can appraise your trade, get a payment quote, discuss different options for financing. All of this information is readily available for you, and Freeman Toyota is happy to provide it for you without you even stepping foot on our lot. A couple of incentives running right now. You can lease a Camry for $249 a month for 36 months. Or how about a 41-mile-per-gallon Corolla for $199 a month for the same 36 months. Both of these offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Freeman Toyota will deliver your vehicle and paperwork to your home or office to try to save you time and money. We've sold over 1,000 customers year-to-date right over the web. Our customers are telling us that their purchase was the easiest, most pleasant car buying experience ever. Come and see why at FreemanToyota.com.
67,000. That's a big number. And that's the total number of LASIK and intralasik procedures Dr. William Booth has performed worldwide. No other LASIK surgeon has more experience than Dr. Booth. Now, here's a smaller number. 2. That's how many eyes you have. And since you only have 2 of them, why would you want to trust them to a doctor with less experience? The Booth Eye Care and Laser Center features the latest, most advanced FDA-approved vision correction technologies available, including CrystalLens and Restore, plus affordable payment options. You'll like those numbers, too. Call the Booth Eye Care and Laser Center for a free, no-obligation consultation and see what you've been missing. Here's another number, the phone number, 214-328-0444. That's 214-328-0444.
Hi, I'm Dr. Booth. When it comes right down to it, at the Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, a number is one thing you're not.
Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, here's a couple of things you should strongly consider. Toyota is one of the most reliable and affordable vehicles on the road today. And the Freeman family is one of the most trusted and respected names in the automobile business. When you combine the two, you have a combination that is guaranteed to work for you. With Freeman Toyota's intense focus on customer satisfaction and Toyota's great value, you can't go wrong in your automobile buying decision. For example, lease a double cab Tundra for just $269 a month for 36 months. Or our best-selling SUV, the 4Runner, for $349 a month for 36 months. And these offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Come and visit us today and see what our current customers already know. Freeman Toyota is committed to making you number one. We are located at 183 and 820 on the affordable side of the Metroplex, or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-800-NEW-CARS or log on to FreemanToyota.com. Freeman Toyota, where character and reputation make the difference.
Of our best quality interior.
A lot of car dealers have decided they want to treat you like an employee.
So they're selling their cars at the prices employees pay. Think about it. An employee. Volvo of Dallas sees you a little differently. They'd rather treat you like a member of the family, a customer for life. So they give you great prices without all the gimmicks. The 2006 models are in now, so you can get some amazing family deals at Volvo of Dallas on 2005 models, like a Volvo S80 T6, now $14,000 off MSRP, a 2005 S60, $7,000 off MSRP, and the 2005 XC90 as low as $419 a month for 48 months with $3,500 down and TTNL. All 2005 models come with free service for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Quality, integrity. It's a Volvo. Remember, the bad taste of poor quality lasts a lot longer than the sweetness of a low price. So be a member of the family. Volvo of Dallas. See them online at volvoofdallas.com. I-35 in Frankfort, where family matters.
With the most torque of any full-size truck in its class. Plus, get 2% financing for 36 months or $3,000 cash back on the VA Titan King Cab. See your Nissan dealer now, because this offer ends September 6th. And that's the bottom line. Nissan, shift your ride. Class claim based on standard models under 8,500 GVWR, starting below $35,000 in Ward's large pickup segment. $1,753 per month for 1,000 borrowed. Down payment may be required. Subject to NMAC Tier 2 credit approval. Cash back when you purchase select new Nissan. Take delivery from new dealer stock. See dealer for details. Offers end 9605.
When we say sports, you say now.
The Dallas Cowboys offered free agent wideout Peerless Price the contract yesterday. Ticker brought to you by the Dallas Morning News and Dish Direct. Price met with Parcells and Jerry Jones, amongst other Cowboy officials, but he and his agent turned down the Cowboys' initial offer because the former Falcon and Bill wants a long-term deal. Three other teams are trying to sign Price as well. The Cowboys will have to cut their roster down to 53 today. Keep it here on Ticket Sports Saturday to find out who made the squad. The Texas Longhorns are opening their 2005 season tonight in Austin with Louisiana Lafayette. And head coach Mack Brown isn't overlooking the Raging Cajuns.
Last time we played them, we looked up and they did a 15-play drive for 3 points and intercepted a pass and ran it back for a touchdown. And we were down 10-0, and Ricky Bussell's done a great job there.
Kickoff is set for 6 o'clock tonight at Darrell K. Royal Stadium. You can see that game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. And the TCU Horned Frogs and Oklahoma Sooners are in action this morning at Memorial Stadium in Norman. And so far, the TCU defense has played pretty well. They've shut out the Sooners. This game wrapping up the first quarter right now. It is scoreless. OU does have the ball now. Their new quarterback in the shotgun right now. We'll let you know what's going on during Ticket Sports Saturday next. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 12:10 with Ty Walker. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass. Reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to Ben and Skin filling in for the rant Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Wondering if a crowded elevator smells different to a midget.
Hey, sports. 11:55 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Ben and Scan wrapping up from Trophy Nissan, but they will be here all day selling dynamite Nissans to you, the P1 that needs a Nissan. Ben, what was that website you were just talking about off air?
Oh, barefacials.com.
Is that the one?
I just got back from Colorado, and there's you can't leave your trash out because bears will come and get in your trash.
Uh-huh.
So
come on out today, the Ultimate Smoker and Grill pulling off, but they're going to have free burgers and dogs here for a good long time.
By the way, we need to have bear talk next time.
I know, man. I can't believe you didn't bring that up earlier.
Wow. It just went deteriorated so quickly.
What, bear talk?
Yeah. We were just off-air bear talk. It just got into it.
We tried to squeeze it in there before it came back. Man, I think it's been a good show. I'm really proud of the fact that we were able to get those folks on that could give us some first-person insight as to what was going on there. I mean, I know it's one of those deals where you can't believe what it is that you've seen the last week, and I really have no idea how to figure out, is there ever going to be New Orleans again? I mean, I think that's a legitimate question.
I'm so confused and dizzy right now because if you were to just put the serious meter on a graph, even just from the beginning of this segment, this closing segment, to where
I felt that we were in dangerous territory and I wanted to get as fast as safe.
I know, but
it's,
you took us all the way to ground zero.
I'm sorry, but it had to be done. Coming up today, we have Ticket Sports Saturday, and it is an extremely important Sports Saturday as the
rosters go down to 53. We will hopefully, probably triple, hopefully get some Peerless Price news. So we want you to stay close to 1310 all day long. And if you can't, then I want you to stay close to 104.1 all day long, because that is where Ticket Sports Saturday will happen for you and yours. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Hey, I would give our on-air show today a B+.
A minus.
And our off-air show an A minus.
Pizza.
So go buy our off-air show today.
Mm-hmm.
Where give them the website. Give them the website.
Is it barefacial.com?
No. Go ahead. Give them the new website to where they can buy our off-air shows.
Coffeenod.com.
You're wearing a Coffee Nod shirt.
I am. Hardcore casual. Coffeenods.com. Coffeenods.com.
Album is finished.
When's it coming out?
Hopefully late October.
Awesome.
Pretendland. Released in Pretendland. I got to figure out what to do with it, but it's finished.
Dude, when can I get it?
Yeah, you're not getting one.
Oh, that sucks.
$29.95.
I've got 15.
What?
Cents.
By the way, we're going to talk to the Mavericks this week. We might do some, customize some music for them this year.
We might. We might. Or we might not. We may hold them ransom and say, you know what? The Clippers are bidding on our services right now.
Right.
So we might just move to the Clippers and hang out with Matt Pinto.
Hey,
spared everybody to death while he was here.
I heard you had a fun segment about him.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily about him. It was about a guy who did TV for them and the play-by-play role.
Oh. Hey, is Grooves in the studio?
Yeah.
Oh, Grooves, will you take us out of here with a drop solo?
I guess.
Hey, come to Trophy Nissan, everybody.
For everyone that's been a part of this one, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Now, Grooves will take us out of here with a drop solo, one of my favorite things on the ticket, right here, right now, next, right now.
Okay. Hello, Frisco.
How are you, Sensei?
First place of Sudanus.
Damn right, high five.
Yeah.
No! Scoreboard.
Meg Mellon.
Wow.
Carnoustie. Tony.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth and KTPK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up-to-the-second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus, our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
It is straight up 12 noon. Welcome to Ticket Sports Saturday, the college football extravaganza. Week one, happy to be alongside Mr. Michigan himself, Stu Cedar. I'm Tommy Daniels.
Good afternoon, Tommy. Nice to see you, my friend.
Nice to see you. And I'll tell you what, I know this is a big day for you, big day around the Cedar household, the first weekend of college football, and I know you're going to be having a deep eye on Michigan and Ohio State and all the Big Ten schools this year. Now, I've got to ask you right off the bat, before we even get into anything, I heard Herb Street the other night and Corso both take Ohio State to win the national championship this year.
And is that going to happen?
And I can see. Oh, well, I don't know about national championship, but I could see how the media has picked Michigan as the favorite again, and Michigan has won back-to-back Big Ten championships and gone to the Rose Bowl back-to-back. Obviously, they didn't even win either one of those games. Got beat by USC 2 years ago, and then last year in a great game against the Texas Longhorns. But based on what you can tell in the Big Ten, it's usually the team with the best defense. When you can go on the road in the Big Ten, which is difficult to do and win, and when you have a good defense that's going to keep you in the game, and Ohio State used that back when they won their national championship back in 2002. Their defense was great. Their defense is supposed to be maybe as good or better than that national championship defense. So I can see how they would be picking them. National championship, I don't know if I could put them in that national championship game. And the reason being is because you have a Big Ten conference, Tommy, that's pretty damn good. They might not have a team like a USC. They might not even have a team like a Texas or something that where both of those, most people think they're head and shoulders above everybody else in college football. But when you look at it, when you have a Michigan,
when you have Ohio State. You have an Iowa team that is now a team to be reckoned with. You have a Purdue team that has everybody back on their defensive side and don't have to play Ohio State and don't have to play a Michigan this year. You have a Penn State that might be coming back a little bit. Minnesota always has a good team. I'm not sure how you can run through the Big Ten, you know, undefeated. It just doesn't happen. Most of the time you're going to have one loss or maybe even two losses. So to put them in a national championship game, you know, I guess maybe you can get there with one loss, but that one loss better be against a very highly ranked team. Which, by the way, leads me to the next question. Could it happen next weekend? I mean, the game of the year in college football, two of the top teams in the country, a lot of people saying the Longhorns might be the team to win a national championship this year. They definitely have the quarterback to lead them. Next weekend at Columbus, Ohio State and Texas, the game that everybody's going to be looking at to see how good the Longhorns are.
Yeah, it's one of the games that obviously sets the tone for the march to the national championship. Whoever wins that game is going to be in the driver's seat, because when you look at a Texas schedule, granted, they got to get past Oklahoma. We've got plenty of time to beat that dead horse, basically. But if they should happen to go into Columbus on a Saturday night, which is going to be an unbelievable undertaking for this Texas team, because going down to College Station is an unbelievable atmosphere and just terrific. But they don't know what they're going into when they're going to go up to the Shoe with 105,000 people. I've been there. The vulgarity that's thrown out in Columbus is really unbelievable, Tommy. It really is.
There
are other stadiums that do that, too, but it really is unbelievable. And you jack those fans up all day long. It's an 8 o'clock start up there, you know, their local time. That's just going to be an unbelievable place to be. And for if Texas can go in there and somehow win, maybe you could say that they are legitimate after winning a game in the Rose Bowl against a pretty good Michigan team. Maybe they are over the hump of winning, you know, key game and getting the confidence that they need to play in Oklahoma. Because I don't care what you say, you know, I've heard Kirk Herbstreit talk about it. He used to be the quarterback at Ohio State, and he said he was 0-3 against Michigan, never beat Michigan, and he said it got into their heads, and they didn't care if they thought they were the best team when it all came down to it. And that's what you're facing when you're Texas now going up against Oklahoma. You might have the better team, but they've beaten you, and Oklahoma will always have that when they walk into the Cotton Bowl, knowing that they can beat Texas, and they proved it 5 years now.
How does a team with Cedric Benson, with Young, with, you go back to all the talent.
Well, and Roy Williams,
all the talent that was there, and Peter Gardner never loses to Oklahoma in his entire 4 years.
Right.
How does that team not win a game? Doesn't make any sense. All right, let's set up what we have coming up this hour, Stu. Obviously, we'll dive into last night's Rangers game coming up next. We'll take a look at that. We'll have some local college football previews coming up at the bottom of the hour, as SMU has a big game home tonight against Baylor. And all the scores from around college football, as well as